Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents its 100th episode. Brought to you by you, the listener. Because let's face it, without your questions, we would have run out of creative energy right around episode 4. And now your host for this program, Zero Tolerance.
Baby.
Craziness, yeah. We are back for the 100th episode of N4G Radio.
After our last episode was smited.
And since you can't see my naked nipples, we're obviously not doing a video podcast.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint everyone.
But, I just confused everybody in the room. But anyway.
Now everybody thinks
and the
naked.
Lord, he came down, and he said, I will smite the podcast, and I will say, no one will ever listen to that. That anti-Lord podcast that we just had last night.
We didn't have an anti-Lord podcast, but obviously if you ask the question, what would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't have done last week's episode.
Yeah, so last week's episode was... I saw some people complaining that... that we thought it was too off the rails.
Yeah, but they didn't hear it.
They didn't hear it.
We can go off the rails without hearing last week's episode ever again. I think we were all
it's
different
people.
It's best
that we never speak of it again.
Yes, we'll just let it go. But anyway, we're back, and we're going to do the show a little differently this week. We're going to start off with normal fondling, which if we can go back in time.
Marty!
Back in time.
We're going to go back in time.
Everybody's got to pull off 2 weeks, so whatever you talked about last week, you got to do it again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Then we're going to do, finally, because we're the latest website on the planet... we're going to do our Game of the Year Awards.
That's right. At the end of February, we're finally getting the N4G Podcast Game of the Year Awards.
Finally!
We promise next year we won't wait for Prince of Persia before we decide to do all the awards, because obviously it didn't win anything.
Yeah, we also promise next year...
Well, yeah, but Prince of Persia was a good game, just repetitive.
We also promise next year, I think kind of though too, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we kind of were putting off the Game of the Year Awards until the 100th anyway. So.
We kind of were, and also, in case you haven't noticed yet, also in celebration of 100 episodes, you can go check out the brand new GeekyGameDomain.com.
Indeed.
It launched a little early.
Yes.
You can go look at that.
It's quite nice.
Check it out.
I have to send out big shout-outs to Killer Wolverine, who sat in front of a computer for 6 hours straight and recoded images. which had to be the biggest, tedious thing you ever did in your life.
It was more than 6 hours.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it was tedious.
He had
it
to
was
recode,
more than 6 hours, bitch.
He had to recode 1,300 games. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Now he knows what glitch testers feel like.
Yeah.
Now you know why you don't want that job.
It was fun.
You are sadomasochistic.
I am.
We're going to do some fondling to start off with. We will start off with, let's go, we are going to do regular fondling, and then at the end we will talk about the big title, obviously, which was Street Fighter 4.
Right. Oh, and you'll notice that, unfortunately, Professor Chaos was not able to join us again.
This is true. I guess I should
re-recording
do...
of the 100th episode.
I guess I should do introductions as to who's in the room.
So maybe hopefully 200.
He'll be here for 200.
Up.
We have GambusCon. Jason Gambrell is with us.
Greetings, programs. How's it going?
We have Brian the Boogeyman Peterson with us.
Today's my birthday!
Happy birthday, bitches!
Happy birthday!
Happy motherfucking birthday!
Also, we have Ryan the Wombat Wombo.
What's going on?
And finally, Justin the Killer Wolverine Testa.
Yeah. Were you making fun of my...
That was the most solemn wombat intro ever.
You making fun of my intro?
It's 100 episodes. We've matured.
I'm so excited about the 100th episode. How's it going?
Again.
Again. The re-record of the 100th episode.
Eyes and eyes.
Bueller.
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 But we'll start with Mr. Khan. Some fondling from last week and this week, and... how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Did you play some games?
I'm feeling real good.
Feeling good.
Did you play anything besides the game we're going to talk about later? Because otherwise I'll just skip you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, fuck you. We don't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah, okay. Start off, I finished Dragon Quest IV. It was an awesome game.
Having deja vu.
Yeah, deja vu. Excuse me. It had a very, very epic ending. Obviously, for an RPG, it has to have an epic ending.
Epicity.
Yes. And
epicity. You just created your first word for the 100th episode.
I did.
Yes. It's a monumental
I thought I was being scolded.
Yeah.
Yes. No more word creation from you.
But that leads into...
Put food on your family.
The release of Dragon Quest V, which I picked up. And I've only played it for about an hour and a half so far. And it's very similar in structure and gameplay-wise to Dragon Quest IV because it was made with the same graphics engine and mostly the same gameplay engine as well.
And most of the Dragon Quest games have all the same enemies in them anyway.
Yes.
So.
Blue Slime approaches.
But I like the story so far. It's not
Don't do it.
Dude, if I ever ran into one of those... I just want to say this. If I ever ran into one of those fucking slimes from Dragon Quest just walking around out somewhere, you better believe I'd run the fuck away. It would block me like it does in the game, but
I'd ask for his autograph. I'd be like, can you write this? And you say, I approached you.
Those things are about the creepiest things because they've got the cute quality to them, but they've got that like smile on their face that just says, I'm going to fucking eat you. I picture them over my bed at night.
Was that big like jello creature from the Thundercats? Was it the Thundercats?
I don't know.
Oh wait, no, it was
the jello creature.
The jello creature from Hanna-Barbera. What was that?
Gleek.
Yeah, Gleek.
Gleek and Gloop or whatever.
Gleek and Gloop. Yeah. They were on Harvey Birdman once. It was awesome.
But very early in Dragon Quest V, and it's pretty cool because it's a father son story. And they're on a ship, and it's very—it's almost like a Hallmark movie at this point.
It's a game.
I can't remember the last Hallmark movie I watched where you had to fight a giant ass dragon.
I don't remember the last Hallmark movie. Bullshit. I didn't know they made movies.
They make a movie. Fight these big old dragons on the ship, just me and my boy.
Was it 27 Dresses a Hallmark movie?
27 Dresses. Yep, it sure was.
No, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
But yeah, the director of all the Dragon Quest games, Yoji Horii.
Fatherhood of the Traveling Slime.
He said that in an interview that Dragon Quest V was his favorite out of the entire series. So I'm really interested in getting into this.
Have you played it before?
No, this is the first time that Dragon Quest V has been in the United States.
Gotcha.
Like except for those people who imported it. They've had it for a while in the United States. I mean, it can travel.
It's not a U.S. release,
though. Yeah, it's
just because it doesn't have a passport.
English language.
And then they're playing it in Japanese.
I'm trying to make a joke, and y'all fuck me up.
Gambus, you're not allowed to make jokes.
Yeah.
Fuck your jokes.
The joke's on you. Zero tolerance.
Fucking Dick Dastardly over here is going to tell me the joke's on you.
The joke's on you.
Twirls his little fucking mustache over
here. Yeah. Another game I played over the past
You'll never stop my dastardly plan. Apparently the announcer guy is also Dick Dastardly.
Mutt Dastardly, what's up?
But
I know how I roll. It's Hanna-Barbera Day apparently here.
Another game I've been playing is Game Center... Crap. I was saying the Japanese name of the game.
Why don't you do that?
Retro Gaming Challenge for the Nintendo DS. And it is really awesome. I'd like to explain a lot more about it because it's actually classic games, but they're new. They're brand new games, but they're made like a classic style. Like there's a game called Cosmic Gate, which is very similar to Galaga, but it has different rules and different gameplay mechanics, if you will.
If you will.
And it's really cool, but there's a big long history about this game that I'll probably discuss in a later episode.
Okay.
Since I've already discussed it
That nobody heard.
That nobody heard.
Yeah, go ahead and discuss it.
Nobody, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing we keep forgetting, and apologize to the listeners, but I think we all keep forgetting that nobody heard last week's episode. So,
except us.
Yeah, so go into it.
All right. In Japan, there's a show called Game Center CX, and the basis of this television show is there's a Japanese comedian who I know part of his name is Ono. And he's a...
I'm not going to make the joke this way.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a comedian. I've never seen his material, but he's supposed to be funny.
Yeah,
but the whole basis of the show is this guy, Ono, playing an old-school video game. Each episode is based on one particular game. And it's about how he tries to play the game, and he always gets killed, and he gets mad and upset. And that's part of the comedy of the show. So...
It's a show.
Considering that the Famicom, which is the Japanese NES, considering that the Famicom has like almost like 1,000 video games, you know, the sky's the limit pretty much for episodic content of that show. But anyways, about...
Do they have Total Recall?
Ah, get on the chopper!
That's the wrong movie, dude.
What?
That is the wrong movie.
Well, I mean, if he ever runs out of NES games, all he's got to do is bump up to the Super Famicom and call it Super Game Center or whatever.
Yes. I mean, he could just make that show forever. But about a year or so ago, they released a Japanese DS game based on the Game Center CX. And we are just now receiving this game as Retro Gaming Challenge for the Nintendo DS. That's the domestic title, if you will.
Domestication.
Yeah. And it's pretty sweet. Basically, this omnipotent floating head, which is supposed to be Ono, he sends you back in time
you
to the 1980s.
You can be my Yoko Ono.
And in the 1980s, you encounter Ono as a little kid, sitting in front of his television playing a Famicom, and you basically are turned into a little kid as well, and you just appear right next to him, and the little kid's like, "Who are you? What are you doing in my house?" And he's like, "Oh, you want to play video games? Okay."
instead of calling the police.
Yeah, instead of calling the police, he's like, "Oh, you want to play some video games?"
Yes, kids, if a stranger ever breaks into your house or just teleports into your house unexpectedly, just ask them to play video games nicely until your parents come home.
Yeah, it's got a pretty screwed up plot, but it's pretty interesting. And
I don't like the message these games are sending.
I don't like the message at all.
Yeah. But the first game you play is a game called Cosmic Gate, which is basically Galaga with different rules. It's pretty awesome. It's just as fun as Galaga, in my opinion. And then there's a game called...
It's got to be more fun than Galaga Legions.
I like Galaga Legions.
I like Galaga Legions.
I love Galaga Legions.
You're gonna get fighting here today.
Yeah.
You're gonna fight.
But
if you say it like that, everybody's gonna want to fight with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mister, wanna wrestle?
But yeah, it's awesome. There's actually an actual RPG that you could play in this game that's very similar to Dragon Quest. And you basically do challenges in each game. I think there's 6 games overall. You do challenges in each one to unlock the next one. And
is it a retro gaming challenge?
Yes. And all these games...
So it's not just a clever name.
...original. What's really interesting is at the very back of the instruction manual...
Wait, hold on. Did you smell the instruction manual?
I did, but the thing is, the instruction manual was not in color, so it didn't smell quite as good as a colored instruction manual.
This is why he has no problem with teleporting children into his bedroom.
Yeah. This is also why he has those crazy-ass dreams.
This is true.
Did you smell the Street Fighter instruction manual, not to jump ahead?
Yeah.
But as soon as I pulled it out of the box, I couldn't help but smell it. Like, it's not like I was sticking my nose in it, but as soon as I opened it, you could smell it. It was, like, wafting off of it.
Because it's a very thick instruction manual,
and
it's
full color.
Full color, so it has that. It reminded me...
And I was like, I finally understand what Gambus Khan has been talking about all these years.
He's still fucked up in the head.
It reminded me of the instruction manuals packaged with Super Nintendo games like Mario World and Legend of Zelda, where there were these thick, full-colored instruction manuals. And it's just something about those.
And only in one language.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Which is weird.
Hey,
man.
Hey, leave your political statements out of here, Zero.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
Get out! I don't know. Let me see. But anyway, at the end of the instruction manual, it actually says, coming soon, Retro Gaming Challenge, the television series. So.
That fucked me up. Sorry.
It's awesome. I hope they release this show either on DVD or on television. I mean.
What about the Blu-ray?
How about Blu-ray? You want to see a TV show in Blu-ray?
Oh, I agree with Zero, though.
What did I say?
The multiple languages.
Oh.
I went on a rant on a blog about that the other day. I was like, why am I watching a Region 1 DVD and have to watch, be interrupted by, you know, FBI and copyright and interview warnings in five different languages? I'm watching it on Region 1.
Because the United States of America has no official language.
Fuck the boiling pot. Spell that shit out.
Wow. Wow.
Well, yeah. Another game I checked out.
This show's going to get smited, too.
Another game I checked out.
It's okay to be anti-America, remember? That one's okay.
Oh,
that's,
that one's
that's
okay.
Not, that's being pro-America.
America? America? I say America. Get out of the lawn, bitch.
I'm not going to go over to, you know, Gay Perry and go, why aren't you speaking English?
The ticker germ.
The ticker germ.
Anyway.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
The ticker germ.
Yeah.
He's booing for Gambus.
Yeah.
And Gambus didn't say anything.
No, I wasn't booing for Gambus.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I played a PC game a couple weeks ago.
All right, we can skip that.
Boo on you.
You still make PC games?
Yeah, it's the Watchmen side-scrolling beat-em-up game. That
oh, the
you can,
Flash game.
Yeah. Yeah, the Flash game. Plays very similar.
Not
to...
the Flash, the Watchmen. Get this right.
Oh.
But that was pretty cool. It's like a 1980s arcade game. Because the Watchmen takes place during the 60s and in the 80s. And it's kind of like you're playing in the 80s version and you're playing as the superhero group called the Minutemen. Which is the superhero
Minutemen
that existed during the 1960s.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
What happened in the 70s? They were just all smoking weed in their capes?
In the 70s, they passed a law that prohibited costumed superheroes.
So what did they do?
It's kind of like the Civil War story.
I was about ready to say
from
that.
The Marvel Universe.
But, I mean, what did they do? Did they go get jobs at Burger King?
Probably, yeah. They stopped wearing their costumes and stopped fighting crime.
Dude, I'd still wear my cape if I worked at Burger King.
Would you like fries with that?
As I fly away,
wearing
get
the
your
full
fries.
Costume.
More
dude,
like,
I would eat at that Burger King every day.
Yeah, right. we pull up to the drive-through window, and freaking there's Batman right there, and he grabs you by the collar,
like,
and he's
do
like,
"Do you want fries with
yeah,
that?"
No, if it was Christian Bale's Batman, it would be.
You want fries?
Wouldn't be able
with
to understand
that?
It.
You're a nice guy, bitch.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
But
that don't cut it when you're fucking around on set. Now, do you want fries with that or not?
Do you want a supersize?
Yeah.
Where is it? It's in the bag.
Speaking of that, hold for one second, I have to plug something on YouTube. You need
sorry,
to watch.
Choked to death.
You need to watch the spoof of the interrogation scene that's on YouTube because it's absolutely hilarious. It's
which interrogation scene?
The interrogation scene with Batman and the Joker from Dark Knight.
Yeah, uh-huh. Joker has all his regular lines, but Batman's using the Christian Bale,
the growling voice, and then the Joker goes into how he can't understand.
You're talking about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't seen that one?
No, I have. Where it's like, is that Bat?
He's like, is that Bat? Is that what Bat sounds like? You have to listen to the whole thing. It's fucking hilarious. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So that's a big plug for that on YouTube.
That's what you sound like.
Anyways, that's enough of
he
that.
He fucked up Gambus during his
I know. Go ahead. Sorry. I just had to get that out.
Well, actually, there's just one other game that I played. And that is the one that we'll reserve for the round table.
Ah, I see.
Round
one. Fight.
Not to be confused with Knights of the Round.
Well, I think they really should do another Minutemen superhero thing, but like do it like with Paul Revere and like George Washington.
Because those were the real heroes.
Yeah,
they didn't wear capes. Real. They did wear powdered wigs, but they didn't wear capes.
All right,
George Washington wore a cape.
I guess he kind of did. That. Yeah, he was because he was a fucking pimp like that.
George Washington would kick somebody's ass.
Because he was George Washington. Who's going to tell George Washington
who
not
was
to
also
wear a cape?
Born today on February 22nd? That's right.
Congratulations.
But of course, it's the 23rd because I'm breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. Oh, fourth wall.
Stop breaking the fourth wall. Shut
Stop
up.
Stop it. Shut up about George Washington.
All right, so that wraps up yours this week. What are you going to do?
George Washington.
What are you going to play next week?
More Street Fighter.
My fight money.
Oh, crap. And more Dragon Quest V.
I'm just going to tell you this right now. We could have sufficed with just Street Fighter IV, okay?
Of course.
We don't need extra dialogue. Thank you.
What?
I'm going to come across this...
Hey, I'll give you some extra dialogue.
Just because you can whoop ass a Street Fighter, it doesn't translate to real life. What was that? Does. Did you just break a cricket in half? What the fuck is that?
I did.
You broke like a cricket.
All right, so we're going to move on to Brian the Boogeyman Peterson, who's drumming on his legs.
Woo! Drumming on my legs.
He's beating your legs with wood.
I can't stop my leg! Because it's the only joke I got. Anyway,
You're not worth copying.
Nope.
True this.
Oh. Played some Afro Samurai.
Afro!
I beat up some ninjas.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Actually, I plan on completing that during my vacation this week.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Trying to think what I talked about last week. Obviously, I always play Rock Band each and every week and downloaded the Thin Lizzy, Fratellis, and White Zombie songs, playing those.
Boys are back in town.
They put White Zombie songs? When did that happen?
This week. Black, oh, Black Sunshine. And
Oh, no, not that. You downloaded yeah. More Human Than Human?
Yeah.
You are a terrible White Zombie fan.
That
you
is
were part of the problem.
Song.
That song was terrible. Actually, everything after Lost Exorcist that was
well,
terrible.
Yeah, it's true, but I still wanted it.
That's more human than crap.
That didn't make any sense and yet was perfectly accurate all at the same time.
I know.
Time.
You know what I say to that?
Yeah! Dig through the ditches and burn! Yeah!
I'm so glad that the gaming community moved past Rob Zombie, because there for a while you couldn't play any game without hearing Dracula.
Well, I'm glad we moved past Saliva, too, because click, click, boom, get the fuck
click,
out of my
click,
game.
Boom!
Yeah, that was a terrible song, too. Anyways, go ahead. Back to your fondling.
It's a lot of dead air in your fondling.
I know. I'm telling you. I don't think I played a whole heck of a lot. I mean, I did play, you know, I wasn't here when you guys talked about the Killzone demo, and, you know, I really enjoy it, and my only thing that's going to keep me from purchasing it is money.
My fight money.
I mean, with the show coming out next week, I don't know if I can afford to buy both.
Das show.
So.
Das show.
Depending on, you know, how much it's going to cost me to get my car repaired or not, we'll see.
Oh, car repair.
This isn't news for real life. Yeah.
But it has to do with it. So.
News for Brian Peterson's crappy car radio.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Obviously, I played the show demo when it came out. Couple weeks ago.
You know what's funny is that nobody's talked about that on this show.
Yeah,
because I haven't played it yet still. But that's my fondling, not his. So why don't you shut up and let him get on
with
it.
I'm just asking a motherfucking question.
Well, I played the show too. It's really, really good.
Does it help you go to sleep?
Baseball, the cure for insomnia.
So, yeah. That's, I mean, honestly, the only thing I've been fondling lately is a lot of dating. So that's that's been my fondling is real life gaming.
This is apparently news for Poontang.
So. News for Brian Peterson's overactive dating life.
Yeah,
podcast radio.
I was a lot more vulgar last week than what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to shut that off.
Yeah, yeah, that was
so
part of the reason.
I'll just keep it nice and dainty and say that
I know more about your anatomy than I will ever need to, but thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically my fondling has been fondling women. That's about it. So
there you go.
So future fondling though, it looks like it's going to be obviously. I mean, one way or another, I'm going to play Killzone. Whether or not I purchase Killzone or not, that's another story. I want to purchase Killzone. I would love to own Killzone. Whether or not.
How many times can you say Killzone in the same sentence?
Killzone.
It's like Marklar over here.
Killzone.
I want to Killzone. Killzone 2 because Killzone has Killzoned your Killzone. Marklar.
Yeah. And then I go to the pizza place and say, I want a Killzona.
And of course, been playing the round table game, so we'll talk about that when the time comes on that.
That was bad. Dude, fucking boo, man. You get a fucking boo out of that.
That was terrible.
Killzona.
Although, I will be bringing back some old school memories because I should be getting probably tomorrow or... You know, Monday or Tuesday, I should be receiving my real Ghostbusters collection on DVD.
Also,
all seven seasons, 25 DVDs.
Maybe I just didn't hear you say it, but you played the Sega collection too, didn't you?
I did. Actually, I forgot about that.
And?
I need to play some more of that too.
Yeah, we talked about that like a lot last week, and now this week, like everybody stopped talking about it, but it's the awesome sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's 49 games for $30, it's like 75 cents a game.
That's a steal.
There's a lot of great games, everything from Vector Man to Comic Zone, Alex Kidd, all the Sonic games are on
there. All the Golden Axes, all the Streets of Rage.
Yep.
All the Fantasy Stars.
All the Fantasy Stars.
And Fatal Labyrinth,
Shining, which is terrible. Shining Force.
Yes, it is.
Shining in the Darkness. Those are on there.
The Darkness!
Oddly enough...
Darkness!
There was one that they forgot to put on there, besides Sword of Vermillion.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen Sword of Vermillion.
What the hell was it? Dark
City? It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
It was. Aliens.
Should have to come back to it. But there's another big Sega RPG that came out. There's like an action RPG. Somebody brought it up to me the other day. I'm like, oh my god, that wasn't on there. So, anyway. But no, it's fantastic, and it's actually surprisingly easy to get the achievements because they don't put them in any of the RPGs or anything.
They do have a couple in RPGs.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Fatal Labyrinth.
If you count that as, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are just booting up
RPGs.
No, Fatal Labyrinth is not.
No, you got to get to level 5.
You got to get to level 5, and that's a pain in my asshole.
No.
Yeah, Fatal Labyrinth wasn't that good of a game, and it's terrible when you play it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bloody terrible.
But no, just so as far as future funneling, I plan on beating some games this week. Now that I'm on vacation, including Dark Sector, Afro Samurai, I'm actually going to get back into some more Little Big Planet now that I got the time to. Might try to create something too. Who knows?
I'd be amazed if you can beat Dark Sector and Afro Samurai. Dark Sector's pretty long. Afro Samurai is short.
I got nothing to do this week, so
there you go.
And there's nothing coming out. So, and Street Fighter, it's not like it's going to eat up a whole lot of my time. So
it eats up a whole lot of my time.
Yes, as well as myself. That didn't make any sense.
I know.
No, yes. Not really. No, you don't eat up a lot of my time.
Ew.
Gobble gobble.
I'm going to be eating up a big-ass German chocolate cake when I get home.
Oh,
shut
up.
Sounds... And some beef stroganoff.
Oh, shut up even more.
I think I'm hungry. I think we're done.
Go home. Go home and stroke off.
What the hell?
So is it my turn yet, or is he still going?
are you cut?
I am fondled out.
You're fondled out.
So we'll move on to the Wombat. Round one.
Oh, what's going on, folks? It's been a while. I feel like it's been at least 2 weeks since I talked to everybody.
It is. It's only been a week since you talked to us.
Well, yeah, but you guys don't count.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So what did I play in the 2 weeks? As most people who listen to the show know, or should know, Street Fighter has consumed my mind and energy for like the last 2-3 weeks building up to the release. So I played a lot of games in preparation for the launch of mm-hmm. Street Fighter. I played the Alpha Anthology on the PlayStation 2, but I played it on my PlayStation 3. Once again, was reminded how terrible I am at the Alpha games. Then I played on the Xbox 360, backwards compatible, I played my Street Fighter Anniversary Collection. I didn't bother playing any of the iterations of 2 that are on there because I have Hyper Fighting on the Live Arcade, and I played so much of those that it's ingrained in my memory forever. So I played quite a bit of Street Fighter 3, which I forgot how great that game was, having not played it in a little while. Yeah, Third Strike. And once again forgot, and we'll discuss more on this later, but once again forgot how much of a bitch Gil was. I played, in addition to that, was it during the episode that shall not be named that I mentioned I finally beat Call of Duty, or was it the week before that?
No, it was last week.
Okay, yeah, I finally beat Call of Duty 4. That's right. 2 years late to the party, or a year and a half late to the party, however long.
It's been a while.
I finally beat it. It's been sitting on my shelf, staring at me in shame for the whole time, because it came out right around the same time everything else came out. And I just never, you know, with all the games that I play, I never got back to it. So I finally beat that, and all the Game of the Year awards that game won were well-deserved because the final, especially the last three levels, are just amazing. It was kind of my week leading up to Street Fighter was kind of my week to prepare for Street Fighter and to catch up on old stuff. So I also played Assassin's Creed. I went back and played some more of that. And when I was playing it originally, I loved the game, but it definitely got repetitive. I don't think anybody's going to debate that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because going back to it now, I remember why I liked it so much. And, you know, going back to it now, it obviously wasn't as repetitive to me because it had been, you know, a year since I played any of the missions before. So it was nice to be able to look at it in one slice and just appreciate how much good stuff the game really does without, you know, being bogged down by the repetitiveness. So I had a lot of fun with that, and I forgot how much I loved the combat, because the counters are just so badass. So I played a decent amount of that this week. I played a little bit more Valkyria Chronicles just to, try and progress that a little further. I actually played the Halo Wars demo again, and played a couple skirmish battles.
Played a lot of games, dude.
I did. Well, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it, as far as what I played, with the exception of the game that will be named later. Which
has a lot of Hadou energy.
It does have a lot of Hadou energy in it. And once it came out, I didn't play shit else.
You guys are like girls at a Backstreet Boys concert. I
am
swear
like
to God.
A girl.
Oh my God!
You know why?
Oh my God!
You know why I'm like a girl at a Backstreet Boys concert? You know why?
Why?
Because I'm indestructible. That's why.
I question your sexuality.
That's why. That's why.
Landstalker was the game I was thinking.
Landstalker, yeah. Yes.
It was not on the Sega Genesis collection.
You know something?
I know a lot of things.
There's a Nintendo DS game coming out next month called Steel Princess. No, don't knock it. It's made.
I'm going to knock the name all day long.
Don't knock it.
I'm going to knock the name all day long.
It's made by the same development team of Landstalker.
Is it still as in still? Like, still going on? Or steel as in like. Shaq.
As in still going on.
Okay, that's even dumber.
Hey.
Hey, you're still a princess.
Still the princess.
She's in another castle.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's the same team that made Landstalker.
Come out the closet.
So there you go. Get Nintendo DS.
Bitch. He's telling your ass right now.
Now.
Buy one for a punch in the dick.
Not now, because we've got like an hour and a half of show left. But like after the show, before you eat your chocolate cake and before you stroke off, go get yourself a DS.
Stroganoff.
Yeah, Stroganoff.
So I know what Stroganoff is, yeah. But it makes me mad because I love beef Stroganoff, and he's going to go eat some, and I'm going to not.
So did you do your future?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't rush me, motherfucker.
I'm about to put some wheels on you and push you down a hill.
So anyways, the game to be named later came out. I played nothing else but that. And as far as future funneling goes for this week, I can't imagine it will be any different.
yeah, same here.
So
what?
I don't know.
Okay.
He just felt like saying, oh, boy.
It's like, oh, good.
I want to hear him.
So I'm gonna be playing a lot of that this week. And I mean, I might swing some other things in there. I definitely do want to finally play the show demo since I downloaded it, installed it, and just haven't played it yet. But mostly my time is going to be consumed by Street Fighter.
By the flames of Hadou.
The flames of Hadou.
Definitely some flames going on.
By Tiger. So on to you.
So it's Killer Wolverine's turn now. So
Killer Wolverine.
Mr. Wolverine.
Oh, speaking of which, I meant to ask you, and it's probably better that we ask you on the show.
Yeah.
What do you think Wolverine Origins is going to be like?
Honestly,
think it's going to be good?
It looks like shit.
You don't think it looks very good?
No.
I'm very concerned. As much as I like Ryan Reynolds, I'm very concerned about their direction for Deadpool.
Yeah. I also don't like the pick for Sabretooth. I don't like Lee.
You don't
Shredder.
Like him?
No.
I don't think he's a good actor either, no. But I don't know. I didn't think the guy they picked to play Sabretooth last time was either. So.
Taylor Michael Mayne?
Myers,
yeah.
Yeah.
He looked better. He looked more like Sabretooth than
Yeah,
Liv
he did
Shriver
look more
did.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but Sabretooth also isn't like 7 foot tall, though, either.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty tall.
He was tall, but not, you know,
right.
Taylor Mayne tall.
Yeah. Right.
So, Taylor Mayne, who gives
Whatever,
a shit?
He's
name.
Michael Myers now.
He sounds like he would be in a boy band.
Taylor Mayne.
But anyways,
I
saw the
new
commercial for it, and I instantly thought
I watched the 3 days on the specials on Fox. They show the three different trailers.
My
and
bad.
I hold it with bated breath. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be any good. If it's an R rating, it can be good.
Right.
But it won't be. So I'm eager to see how they translate the origin story into the movie, because the origin story was done well.
Right.
So we'll see.
I thought it was R-rated, because the game's M-rated.
Is it? Oh. They don't have a rating
on
it.
Yeah, the game's
M-rated. The game's very M-rated,
it's
dude.
Got a lot of blood in
read
it.
I've
read it.
Well, they haven't
the
rated
game
the
actually
movie
looks
yet,
pretty
so.
Good.
The game looks excellent, because it's made by Raven Software.
Yep.
And they made Ultimate Alliance
He's
and X-Men Legends, too.
Procedural damage.
Yeah.
Like his...
Skeleton.
Ramp,
you can see his skeleton when they go and cut like his body parts off.
Yeah.
Y'all be reviewing that.
You're a bitch.
I know.
Anyways, go ahead. So I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine.
Off
what?
Track your
fondling. Nothing. Go ahead.
Dick. most of my fondling is going to be shout outs because I only played like four, maybe six
nice.
Things.
Oh, yeah. Speaking
four,
of
maybe
sorry,
six
not
things.
Not to interrupt you again.
It's like a Gambus Con retraction.
Mr. Fido Dido sent me a message like 2 weeks ago to give him a shout out, and I never did for his birthday. So happy birthday, and. There's your shout
Party
out.
Up in L.A.
Yeah, indeed.
So, yeah, I also shout out to him. And hopefully he went, you know, his Street Fighter tournament went well. So, you know, let us know how you did there. Let's
like
see.
The
Everyone else,
effects.
You know, Carnage, thanks for playing. You know, Resident Evil co-op with me. Now, I'm more on the fence with that one right now. The co-op was phenomenal. Not so sure, though,
Coop.
I'm going to buy it. So
I ain't playing that crap.
Whatever.
I ain't playing that crap. I don't know.
I wasn't going to play it anyway, so.
That one, I don't know. I'm not really sold on word of mouth or the demo, so we'll see what happens with that. Who else? Let's see. Who else?
You know what? You know what's always driven me nuts? Where the fuck did the phrase word of mouth come from?
I don't know.
Where the hell else is word going to come from?
But.
I got a word for you.
I guess you could write it down, but.
Well, just like the phrase, you know, when the, you know, till the cows come home.
Right.
Where the fuck the cows been?
I'm more interested in where the cows have been. Like that Alanis Morissette song. I got one hand in my pocket and the other one is blah, blah, blah. We don't care what the other one's doing. What's the hand in your pocket doing?
I don't really want to know if it's Alanis Morissette.
I don't want to know.
Let's see. All right. So,
might give me nightmares.
I'd be afraid she has something to grab.
Hey.
Wow. How you doing? Will you play anyway?
What? Now that we've totally off-tracked this fondling. But,
I just turned off-track into a verb.
M. Jones, we were talking 2-3 weeks ago, and I got disconnected from my shitty internet, so I wasn't being a dick and just turning, you know, the system off.
Yes, he was. Don't let him lie to you.
That's not true.
That's what happens when you push the power button.
No. My router sucks, so I got disconnected. Everyone else, Maze, how's it going? I haven't heard from him in a while.
He sent me a message yesterday to play Street Fighter, and like I was saying before the show, Gambus and he almost instantaneously at the same time, not instantaneously, almost simultaneously, Gambus was slightly first, sent me a message to play Street Fighter. I had been playing online for an hour and a half, and they both sent it to me 5 minutes before I had to leave. So I apologize to him for not getting to play yesterday, but we'll play here coming up.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Maze 13. Yeah. We played, I think our best bouts are Ken versus Ryu. I was Ryu, he was Ken. Some extremely close matches. But
yeah, I could give a shout-out to Gambus Khan, too, for some good matches.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Give a shout-out to the Wombat. Yeah. The thing is, though, you completely destroyed me, though.
No, I didn't completely destroy you.
Yeah, you just slightly destroyed me.
Back to Killer Wolverine's fondling.
I haven't even got to my fondling. I'm just getting my shout-outs.
Well, I'm about ready to turn my invite through arcade mode on.
Dude, that's what I've been doing. So, I love that.
Well,
it's
been a while since I've really played anything, right. And so I was just trying to hone my skills.
Right.
But I think I'm ready. Ready to take y'all.
I'm ready to be sumo!
Anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm back. Okay, cool.
Well, welcome back.
I know I'm going to butcher this last name.
Miguelito.
Miguelito, thank you.
There you go.
I played Resistance with him a couple weeks ago. That was fun. Sorry I couldn't talk. No headset, so I got to work on getting a headset.
Yeah, same here. I tried to plug my I have a USB PS2 headset, and I tried to use it on Resistance, and it wouldn't work. So I'm going to try it on Street Fighter today.
Incompatibility.
Could you hear me?
No, I could barely hear you. All I could hear was, "Hey, Ryan, can you hear me?" That was all I could hear. So
yeah. We tried to configure it. Damn shit up when we played MotorStorm.
Well, the new headset works flawlessly if you get it.
Flawless.
The SOCOM headset, that thing's awesome.
And then, of course, John W., he sent me a message saying what I do to break the show last week. What I did is me and Professor Chaos has our we actually had our epic battle that we've been talking about since, you know, I was working with him. I don't think you guys know about our epic fight.
No.
Okay. Well, it's a running thing. So we had our epic battle, and I used Zero's computer as a weapon and broke it, so he had to get a new computer.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I don't either. So,
yeah.
But and then everyone else, of course, who listens. So thank you. But okay,
we actually got censored from the ESRB people. Like, oh, this guy got an adult only rating.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be available at Walmart.
I think really what happened is that a higher power realized that our show was not very good, and that we would probably be able to put on a better one with better planning.
This is just a 2.5 hour debacle,
right?
Of garbage. So,
it was funny though, but trust me, you guys aren't missing out on much.
Wow, that's a loud yawn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh,
what are we putting
on.
You to sleep over here?
No,
it's the 100th episode. Perk your energy up.
Really fucking tired. But let's see, on to what I played. I played a lot of Interpol, which I forgot to mention last week.
Interpol.
For the Xbox Live Arcade.
Well, it doesn't matter if you forgot to mention it last week, because nobody heard it.
Yeah, no one heard it, but I
we
it's
got
one of the games
200
I forgot to
couches that you can't.
Not that
That's
Interpol?
Interpol, yeah.
Okay. That's the wrong one, dude.
So, Zero was talking about this game the other day. It's kind of like Carmen Sandiego, right?
Yeah, and
where in the
you know,
world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, tell me. Sorry, that show was awesome.
I heard there's a font problem with that game. Is that true? Or
a what?
Font problem?
Yeah, it's really small. And
well, let's splice that into something.
So basically, if you have
please don't.
If you have an SD TV, you're not going to be able to read it.
I have a hard time reading on the.
Who has SD TVs anymore?
Shut up, yeah.
You're an elitist.
Yeah, fucker.
I'm pissed. Street Fighter ain't in 1080p.
Dun, dun. Yeah, it's fun. I played
it
the demo.
360.
You know, everybody stops talking when the sound effects are going.
Cry a little more.
I will when Street Fighter comes around. Hold on. Oh.
Anyways, go ahead.
Keep going.
I forgot what I'm saying.
Interpol.
Oh, right. Thank you. I played the demo a while back when it first came out, and then forgot about until Zero brought it up whenever, and I beat the shit out of that game.
Just punched it in the face.
Just punched it in the fucking
Fuck
face.
Fuck your small fonts.
Yeah. I did play that Merv Griffin crosswords game.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, I played
sucks.
It. Yeah, it really does.
But, Merv Griffin, your game sucks.
Make Wheel of Fortune, bitch.
Sorry. You're good. I tried to play it, like, you know, in a normal distance away from my TV, and I don't know if it's my vision bad or the game is just really, you know, hard to see. I had to sit, like,
it's kind of blurry.
An inch or two away from my TV to try to find certain
things. It's kind of blurry.
And then, of course, there's items that you had to find that were in shadows, and you have to have your brightness on your TV all the way turned up to fucking see it.
Nice.
So, you know, it's fun, though. I enjoy it. I like those little hide-and-seek kind of games. It's like the, you know, do those little books. It's like that. So.
Oh, I should also mention, sorry to interrupt, that I played Prinny this week for review. And you can read my review at ZT Game Domain. The newly redesigned
ZT Game Domain. And new heavyweight champion, ZT. That's right. Fuck your couch.
That game's awesome, especially if you like that kind of game.
If you like a
and I forgot
lives.
To bring it for you, but I will.
This is the Visions in Interpol as bad as Visions in Rock Band, because that song's terrible.
It's a terrible, terrible song.
Cookie Monster.
Poor song.
Cookie!
The Cookie Monster.
He should be in a death metal band.
Yes.
Cookie!
Yes.
So besides Interpol, what's up?
excuse me.
Besides Cookie Monster, death metal.
I went and played some more Fracture. It's all right. I don't know what else to say that's been said. So, I played Enemy, what the fuck is it called? Enemy Territory Quake Wars. Quake Wars.
Nice.
Quark.
That's fun, but you really need to play that multiplayer because your AI helpers suck. Yeah. A lot.
That's one of those games where, contrary to most games where it's single player and then the multiplayer's tacked on, that's one of those multiplayer games that the single player's tacked on.
That's what it is.
Like Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I like Quake Wars.
It's fun, but it's better played with humans.
It's like a thinking man's... it's like Counter-Strike. It's a lot like Counter-Strike.
Ooh, you were going to get flamed for that.
No, I didn't say it was a thinking man's Counter-Strike. I wanted to say it's a thinking man's game, and then I said, well, then it's
no,
like
I mean, you're gonna get flamed for even comparing Quake Wars to Counter-Strike.
Okay, no. Just because they're a first-person shooter with different classes and objectives?
I don't know.
What it's, both games
I'm just,
are.
I'm just warning you. I don't disagree. I'm just warning you.
If you do a lot of thinking in the game...
You have to think about your strategies, where you want to spawn, what you want to take first, what kind of class you want to play as.
Well,
it's not just, hey, pull the trigger and run forward.
Well... You're right. There's more to it than that, but I mean, if essentially you're the only, if you're not playing with humans, you essentially have to be the person to do the objective, and then they won't cover you.
Well, yeah, that's why the game's not meant to be played with bots.
Well, right, but I mean, still, you have that option.
Of course, jack it up to crazy difficulty.
No.
Yeah, it's, I think a I'm little different. Them,
I think I don't know what level I'm playing on, but I can't get past this one objective. The one we had trouble when we played it on.
Yeah.
I can't get past it because no one will defend me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. I have fun with it, but I want to play more with, you know, actual...
That's why you need 16 people to play that game.
Yeah. So that would be fun, but I don't see anyone doing that. I think
there's probably nobody online.
It.
I'm the only one that has it in the room, so...
And I think only a couple more is, you know, I beat Afro Samurai.
Nice. Afro!
Afro! How was it?
You know, towards the end,
sorry.
The game can really suck.
Really?
Yeah. not the last level. What level was that? Where you got to fight the little guy with the funky hair, the big like cone.
He looks like a cone head.
Yeah, you got to fight those.
We are from France.
And you got to, for some reason, I didn't have a problem with it before, but when you had to, you know, back and forth wall jump, and you finally get to the top of where you're trying to climb to,
uh-huh.
He wouldn't grab the fucking ledge, so I would fall down. And have to do it again.
It's got some terrible platforming towards the end of the game.
Yeah, it really does. And I was just getting frustrated with it. And the camera, fuck the camera. Especially towards one of the final fights before you
final fight.
The guy, the huge guy, you know, the big guy that you see in the very beginning of the game? And you got to fight him later with the flamethrower guy?
Yeah.
Fuck that. The camera's not built for that.
Yeah, you know that guy? That guy? That guy there? Yeah, fuck that.
Because, and, you know, Zero had the same problem. But if you use slow motion against him, and you're jumping around him, and he hasn't swung yet, he will swing and hit you before you can get around him to attack. How does that work? In slow motion.
It's magic.
He just turns and swings. Magic. Instead of, you're here, like, on his side, and he's facing, you know, obviously, you know, I guess, ahead of you, and you're on his side, and you slow motion, he will just turn and hit. How the fuck does that work?
Magic.
Because he has special powers, such as yourself.
No, he has broken AI that automatically makes him hit you. Trick.
So, all right, that pissed me off. But the thing that pissed me off the most was, how far are you?
Toward the beginning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fight in there that just really sucks. And Zero disagrees, but I fucking hate it. I hate it, and I will play that level over again. Unless I have to.
You fight the bear dude.
That fucking bear dude sucks.
I wrestled a bear once.
You did?
I'm the Red Cyclone!
It's a band.
But one of the coolest fights was when you fight your doppelganger in the air.
Yeah, when you're flying through the air. That's awesome.
That was probably the coolest fight in the game, and then you got to go fight the bear, which is the shittiest fight in the game.
The bear!
I fought a bear, and the
bear won.
There you go.
And it...
Sagat and Street Fighter fights a bear in his opening. Well, you don't actually see it. You just hear Tiger uppercut, and then there's a dead bear laying there. Sagat's standing over top of it. I'm like, I thought Zangief was supposed to be the one that fought bears.
Yeah.
Sagat's just out in the forest whipping bear ass.
Yeah, we'll get into those shitty intros here in a second.
But just be prepared, you guys, when you beat it and when you play it. It towards the end sucks.
I may say you beat it already, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go...
Maybe you let me borrow that this week?
As long as you bring it back within like a week, not a month.
I'll bring it back. I'll bring it back in a week.
You should be able to beat it within a week.
Yeah, it's only about 6 hours long.
But, you know, I'm going to go back and play it again to get the achievements that I want to get. And maybe try to beat it on the, I guess, hard difficulty. Because the game in all, fair, it's not hard. It's just frustrating.
Gotcha.
Because of the camera.
One of those games.
Yeah. It's fun. Everyone should try it. At least download the demo because it's now up on PSN and Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't know that. Demo.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of demos, something we didn't talk about because we talked about it last week but forgot we did was Hawks.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
That's a good game.
That was
I don't
a
like
great
flying
game.
Games.
I hate flying games, but I was pretty impressed. I will never touch it.
Yeah, I'll never buy it, but
it's
really good.
I mean, if I would totally have a major boner for that game if I like flying games.
Yeah, I love
it. It's very technically impressive.
I love flying games. Back to Chuck Yeager's Air Combat and Strike Commander on the 486. I love flight sims, especially combat flight sims. So I was huge on Hawks. I thought it was very, very well done. So I actually thought, and I might get some flack from this from people who disagree, but I thought it was the demo that I played, at least a short little time, was better than Ace Combat. The last Ace Combat was.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
I don't really care.
I don't either.
I don't like flying games.
I don't either, but it really is good.
Especially
with
the assist off mode. It took a second to get used to that camera angle, but once I got used to it, it was so nice. And I love the whole drift in the air.
Yeah.
You can hit the brakes and swing around.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really
good.
And
I hate flying games.
I'm actually looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll download the demo. Maybe
you should definitely at least play the demo.
I don't know why I was ever skeptical about it, because I don't think I've ever played a game that had Tom Clancy in front of it that I didn't like.
End War?
I didn't play that, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that's a good point, I guess. So I did play with, not with him, but as well as Boogeyman, played the show demo. So,
what'd you think?
It's good. It's the show. You know, it's the show. I don't know what new features they add. I don't really keep up on it. I just like it.
So, I'm excited for it.
You know, I probably will. I'll probably gamefly it because there's so much shit coming up that week that I really don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So
there is a lot coming out that week.
That
day is just ridiculous.
I know I'm going to forget something, but other than that, I played Fear 2. Loving it. It feels shorter than the other one, but it's a lot more nerve-wracking than the first one. A lot more nerve-wracking, especially when you have an audience watching you who's scared shitless of a, you know, shadow. But it's fun. I love it. I want to try multiplayer, but I'm sure it's not as, you know, good as other first-person shooter multiplayer games. But I love it. I want to beat it and find all the intel, because that's what I do.
Sweet.
That's how I do.
That's how you roll.
I find intel.
And, you know, I don't read it. I pick it up and just back out of it. I just want that fucking achievement to say I found all of it, bitch.
Yeah, I didn't read it either.
You've been hanging around zero too long.
Yeah, I know.
Even I didn't do that, though. Yeah, I only found 50% by the end of the game.
I have 75% right now.
And he hasn't even beat the game. No.
I must say that Street Fighter is turning me into a trophy whore.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
See, I just don't care about
trophies. I got so mad because I had there's a trophy for your first ranked win, having 5 ranked wins in a row, and having 10 ranked wins in a row. I had 6 or 7 in a row, and somebody beat me, and I was so pissed.
See, if it trophies, I just don't care because it's not something I've been working on as long, you know, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've gotten 2 in Street Fighter, and I just don't really care. Like, they pop up, I'm like, eh, whatever.
Now, are they the same?
They're the exact, yeah, exact same.
Exactly, okay. The same.
Yeah. So I won't be missing much if I play it on the PS3.
The only thing that's extra is you get a platinum trophy for getting everything.
Right.
Yeah. Every other, okay. Yeah, just like every other PS3 game.
Three game, right. Okay.
So, well, not every other one, but every one that has trophies.
Right.
You know what's weird, though, is that if you look up when you do your trophy collection or whatever,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying just Street Fighter 4, it says Street Fighter 4 Trophy Pack.
Yeah, I know. It's
which
weird.
Is a little weird.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured that out yet. But yeah,
Back to Fear.
Yeah, Back to Fear. Sorry,
the mech part was really cool.
The mech part is awesome, but that's not the only one.
Well, that's good to know because I had a lot of fun. Because I was in it like, I don't really like mechs. Oh, this is gonna suck. I got in. I didn't want to get out. It's like I gotta get out.
What's cool is there's one part where you have to get out and then you can get right back
right,
in and go up the garage
where you have to open the door.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, this is where it stops. Shit.
Yeah, and then you get back
and
in and
like,
you're going up there.
I gotta open this door.
I love the immersion in it too because like when he gets in, the screen goes black.
Yeah.
And then it paints all of your digital imaging on the front and the screen's even like darker and so I mean it's
and
really
it tells
cool.
you when your missiles are ready to fire.
Yeah. Like, there's so much info going on the screen. It's really immersive because, like, when he gets in and the thing closes, it goes black, and then, like, you see everything start to boot up, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
I really enjoyed that part. I'm glad there's another part, but I don't really like mech games, but getting in here, I didn't want to get out. It was just so much fun blowing the shit out of people.
Yeah, because they jibble all over the place when you hit them with the chain gun on the
mech. Did you use the heat vision?
Yeah, I use the heat vision, and I don't like that.
I like it.
I don't need to see the guys because you notice your mech automatically tags them as soon as you see them, so you don't really need
right.
the heat vision.
Right, but I use it just to see where my surrounding is, where they're coming from.
Well, yeah.
Because sometimes they're behind them, like they were ducking behind a bus that I was, you know, I didn't know because I couldn't see them without the heat vision.
Well, yeah.
Turn the heat vision, like, oh, there they are. I got you now, bitch.
I got you, bitch. I got you, bitch.
So,
with my heat vision.
I think that's it.
So what are we playing this week?
Probably a lot of different things. I want to beat Resistance 2 because that way it frees up a Gamefly thing. Maybe I'll get the show. Maybe I'll, the show, I'll Gamefly the show. Gamefly, oddly enough, sent me Street Fighter, which I wouldn't think in the, you know, million years they would send it to me. A brand new release, they had sent it to me. So, for the PS3, so I'll be playing that. It's coming crunch time for a decision for Killzone. I don't know, because
you don't know.
There's Halo Wars and Mad Hazard coming out, and I want all three of them.
Yeah, that's. I guess that is this week. I should have put that in my future fondling. I forgot.
It's
I was thinking
week.
It was next week.
No,
but yeah, that's definitely. Mine's already paid in full, so I'll be
here's
there
the funny
day
thing.
One.
This is what kind of makes me laugh, and we're going to get so blasted about this. Is how many of us are wanting or are thinking about putting Killzone on the back burner in favor of Mad Hazard.
Well, it's not that I don't want to play Killzone. It's really the long and the short of it. It's
But as far as the purchase goes, we're just flat out just saying we're buying Mad Hazard no matter what. I don't know if I can afford
because
to
Mad
Killzone.
Hazard is different. Like I mean, seriously, no matter what game was coming out this week, like if it was Halo 4, I would still be like, I think I want Mad Hazard more because it's different. It's funny. It's just and it's not that I want to. That I think it's a better game. No, not at all. I
just think it's ironic a game as epic as Killzone 2.
Yeah.
Probably going to end
but
up being.
You know, I will buy
how many
Killzone
of us
too.
Are actually thinking ahead to Mad Hazard over Killzone?
It's because it's like you said, it's something different. And I, you know, there's a lot of serious games out there. There's not a lot of humorous runs.
There's not very many funny games.
It just looks off the wall, fucking awesome.
I'm buying both of them. In fact, I'm buying all three games coming out in the next week, which is Halo Wars, Mad Hazard, and Killzone 2. There's no doubt. But
when
I really want to play Mad Hazard like really bad, like Killzone, I know I'm going to like it. It's a first-person shooter. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm sure it's going to be an epic game. It's going to be really good. Matt Hazard just looks so damn funny to me.
Yeah.
But I need that right now. Yeah. I just need that.
Yeah. And see, that's what it is. That's where I'm at, but I'm not 100% on that. Because the more I hear about Killzone, the more excited it gets me.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt about that. I definitely
But the
play
more
Killzone.
I hear about Matt Hazard,
like,
the
how
more
much have
excited.
I not seen? Like, how many funny shit in Matt Hazard have I not seen?
And you know, yet? I like the voice actor as well on that. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I love him as an actor.
Just watching the video of him fighting the RPG guy where he kept pressing the A button and the guy just kept talking and kept talking. He's like, fuck this. And he hits the thing with his gun and breaks it. I was just like, oh, my God, that's so funny.
So I have a hard decision to make. If I can find a way to get both,
Halo Wars
that
is the
one
bottom.
Will take the back seat.
That's the bottom for
that
me.
That one definitely will.
But I definitely will buy that.
So it's either going to be Killzone, Matt Hazard, or Matt Hazard Killzone, and then of course Halo Wars will be 3. So I don't know which one I'm going to pick up. I don't know. It's going to be one of those two.
Matt Hazard's going on my Gamefly queue, and I've already got Killzone paid off.
You know, so. I might have to do that. I have to rethink my strategy. The show might take a back. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I got to do some soul searching.
I'm just so excited.
I think Matt Hazard looks hilarious, but I want somebody else to tell me how it plays before I play that instead of Killzone, because I've already played Killzone. I know how it.
Well,
plays.
See, that's the thing is, I'm not playing it instead of.
Right, no,
I'm
no,
still
I know,
buying
I know.
Killzone.
I know, definitely. I know. I'm
There's
just
no doubt
that.
About that.
Like, if it came down for me, if it came down to I've only got $60, which one am I going to get? I've already played Killzone. I know it's awesome. So I haven't played Matt Hazard, and if the gameplay sucks, I can just watch the funny stuff on YouTube. So I'm excited for Matt Hazard because I think it adds. I think it's a genre that is sorely underused.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want to know that it plays good first and foremost. Yeah. So I'm going to wait for some impressions on that.
Well, I will definitely be buying both, and I think I should be able to get both in the next week. That shouldn't be an issue.
For me, it is, so I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I really wish I could afford both, but it's just not going to happen. So we will see. And if I get Killzone, and this also goes for Street Fighter, if you want to play... It's going to be a while before I play multiplayer because I need to hone my skills on Street Fighter because I suck and I need to reacquaint myself with it. And Killzone, I would just want to, if I get it, I want to beat the single player before I do multiplayer. So I will not to be a dick about it, but anyone who wants to play with me, just give me time. I'll play with you, you know, somewhere down the road. I'm just going to throw that out there now. So just, you know.
Yeah, I've done everything in Street Fighter 4 as far as single player goes that I wanted to do before I started playing online. So my Street Fighter 4 card is open now if anybody wants to play me.
So there you go. That wraps it up.
So. All right, so that kills Killer Wolverine's fondling. So now we're going
to
move.
Brings us to you.
I have to go now. I have to remember from 2 weeks. Most of the stuff I played, I talked about, has been talked about already, like Fear. I beat Fear 2. It was awesome. I really enjoy that game. I'm looking forward to the obvious third one now, because I know after the ending there's a third one coming. I also beat Afro Samurai.
Spoiler alert!
I'm feeling very very accomplished this week, because I also beat Afro Samurai, and that was an awesome game. Towards the end, it is kind of a pain in the ass.
Now, are there multiple difficulty settings for that?
You unlock
if somebody
a
wanted
hard
to run
mode.
It through?
There's a normal and a hard.
There's no easy
there's no
mode.
Easy. But it's not technically that hard. It's just learning how to play the game. It forces you to know how to play the game towards the end.
Gotcha.
And it suffers to human syndrome, what I like to call now. That it doesn't teach you everything that you need to know about the combat in order to achieve some of the harder stuff.
You have to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, you kind of got to just go with the flow
well,
and figure it out.
You can also hit the back button and any time during the game. It'll pause it and bring up your move list for everything you can use for slow-mo, and it'll give you all the combos you can use for your horizontal and vertical attack and all that. So
which it never also tells you that
no,
you can hit the back button.
It
look
doesn't.
At that.
So I figured that out by actually reading the manual.
Who the fuck does that?
Well, because I wanted to find out what that with bonus means. And that doesn't tell you what the hell the bonus is. If it does, I must have passed it up. But then,
I don't know.
You know, I stumbled over that. So if you need to know your move list, just hit the back button.
There you go. Oh, shit, I done forgot everything else I played. I played the game that shall not be named. I played a lot of Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Yeah, I forgot to mention
that. Yeah.
I played the shit out of that thing. That is awesome. I did finally play 3-on-3 NHL Arcade. I got a code for 360.
And?
You know, I just must not be a hockey fan because I don't think it's that bad.
There's nothing to it.
It
plays fine. There's nothing to it, though.
What is there supposed to be to it? It's 3-on-3, like, giant...
It's play now or online multiplayer. That's it.
What else are you going to do in that kind of game?
What, you can't do a tournament structure or anything? It's $10, man.
It's more expensive than it should be. It's a $5 title, but it's still fun. And it plays fun.
To me, it sounds like
you can't choose a team
equivalent to NBA Jam.
It is
you're
NBA
red or blue.
Jam.
You're it. Red or blue.
I'm not looking for like detailed stats of hockey players when I play this.
Yeah.
I look for the banana peels on the ice that you can make people slip on.
Is it a $5 game?
No, it should be a $5 game.
Oh, it's $10?
It's $10. Yeah. It's a little more than it should be for as bare bones as it is, but I think it's fun. I wouldn't pay $10 for it, but it's fun. I think the only other thing I played this week was X-Blades.
And how was X-Blades? I'm very curious about that game.
We also played in Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I should talk about that first. That game is asshole. That game is absolutely terrible. I mean, even if you're a fan of like quirky Japanese games, that game is awful.
Talk about you get to get the girl's boobies all bloody.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter if the game is just terrible.
But, man, the girls are hot. They got jiggle physics, man.
I don't care. The game is terrible.
But come on, man.
It's boring. It's monotonous. It makes no sense. It's TNA for the sake of TNA, and it's terrible. And I don't understand anybody that runs around in a thong and fucking cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense to me?
Yeah, that would be the first thing that someone should wear in the middle of a zombie
massacre.
Invasion.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of thongs. It was so funny because when I put X-Blades in, my wife just looked at it and she's like, she has no butt clothes. And I'm like, what? Basically, she just runs around in a thong and a bra in X-Blades. And she has big, giant, like, fucking crazy moon boots. And she has two swords, one in each hand, and they also have guns on the end of them.
Oh.
So you can shoot or you can hack and slash. It has magic in it, and you can throw magic spells and stuff. It's actually not a bad game. It's not a $60 great game. It's not something I'm going to tell you, hey, $60, you go buy this game. It's not, as far as hack and slashes go, it's not as good as like Afro Samurai or something like that. But I do like it. You have to get used to how fast it is because it is like super fast. Like when you turn the camera,
uh-huh.
It like blurs. It goes so fast.
Whoa.
I mean, that's how fast the game is. The jumping is a little off, but you don't do a lot of platforming, so it doesn't matter. The combos are pretty simple. There's only one regular attack button, and then four of the other buttons are mapped to your different magic attacks. You can map four different magic attacks, one to each trigger or one to each bumper, and then one to your Y button and one to your B button. There you go. Yeah, hold up the drumsticks. But you can learn all kinds of different magic. The cutscenes are presented in like this anime kind of style, and it's actually really good. The voice acting and the dialogue are terrible. And if you're playing on an SD TV, good luck reading the subtitles, because you can't see them. They're, like, super small.
Yeah.
But the story absolutely is kind of just stupid at this point. I don't really care about the story, but the actual hack and slash itself is actually really good. It uses an auto-targeting system to lock on enemies, and you'll see the target on them, and you can also switch back and forth. And if you lock onto something you want, you just hold down the left trigger, and you'll lock onto that one for good. But it is actually really fun. I really like the way it plays out. It's one giant game. There is no levels. Basically, you go from room to room. You clear the room. Once the room's clear, then you move on to the next room.
Hmm.
So it's like a big island that you're on that you're fighting all these crazy demons. And you can actually go backwards through the levels and all the enemies respawn. So if you want to, like, level up, you collect these, like, souls or whatever. And you use those to buy new powers and stuff.
Interesting.
But the hack and slash part of it is actually pretty good. You will get swarmed by enemies. You have the rage meter, which is like your magic meter. Once that fills up, then you can do your magic attacks and stuff. And the earthquake was by far my favorite at the beginning because like she would stop in slow motion and just jump up in the middle of the air and you would see the camera like it's all stopped. and then she just slams down and kills everybody. And one thing I will say impressively about this game is it's not the best looking game ever made. It's definitely not. But there is a ton of shit going on the screen. There's some incredible lighting, and it never misses a beat. It never drops frame. Ever. Which I thought was very impressive. And the bosses are huge. Like, you fight a big, like, Galapagos spider in the second level. It's fucking huge. But it's just mindless hack and slash. Like, literally in one room, I killed 748 enemies.
Jeez.
That's how much. That's how many enemies are, like, coming at you at one time.
That sounds pretty impressive.
It's a game that, like, if you saw it for, like, $30 or $40, you wouldn't be disappointed if you were a fan of hack and slash.
Okay.
But if you'd have paid full price for it, you might be a little disappointed. I can tell it's going to be long, because I've already been playing for, like, 3 hours, and I think I'm only, like, 10% through, like, the island.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's a pretty damn long game. I don't know how far it goes, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the island's huge, and I've only covered, like, this little piece of it, and it's probably, like, this big. So... But, I mean, I like the game. So.
Sounds pretty interesting.
I like it. It's fun.
So when the price drops, buy it.
Yeah, when the price drops, if you're a fan of hack and slash, you should definitely check it out. Or if you have Gamefly or you want to rent it and you like hack and slash, you definitely
should. I'm a fan of the hack and slash, but I watched you play it, and I don't know. I guess I'll have to try it, huh?
You have to get used to how fast it is. Yeah. That's really the key of it, is because it's so fast. It's not like a two-human where you can stand back and take your time and do something. You just bum rush in.
It kind of reminded me, watching it, of Devil May Cry.
A little bit.
I mean, the way you collect, you know, the souls, which, you know, Devil May Cry would be the red orbs that come out of enemies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the way the other rooms are blocked off until you defeat everyone. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Devil May Cry.
It does have a lot of Devil May Cry. It's more colorful. It's not gothic at all. It's, like, real colorful.
Well, right. It's not that. But then, of course, you have your blades and your sword. I mean, sorry, your sword and your guns.
Which, is also, with Devil May Cry, the guns are useless, just like they are in Devil May Cry. It's best just to play with the swords.
This one, I think, has more emphasis on magic.
But you have magic.
I think
you have a lot of magic. I mean, seriously, a lot of magic in the game.
I think it has more emphasis on magic than just hacking and slashing.
Yeah, like, I've got a fireball spell. I've got a dark ball spear spell. I've got the earthquake spell. And I have this, like, crazy sword attack that, like, takes the guy up in the middle of the air and, like, slashes him, like, 6 times in, like, a little cutscene and then brings him back down to Earth.
The story cutscene, the animation of the story cutscenes.
It's a very interesting look.
Yeah, I like the, I guess it's almost kind of cel-shaded, kind
of. Yeah, it looks cel-shaded. Like, the game kind of looks cel-shaded, but it doesn't at the same time.
I think those cutscenes look pretty fantastic.
So. Sweet.
It was a game that I really expected to just suck. Like, really suck. And I actually kind of like it. So
we got some t-shirts at work if you want to show it off.
I don't want to wear her no butt clothes.
It just says X-Blades. The gray shirt says X-Blades.
Wow, that's pretty generic.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently there's, like, a big thing with her outfits, obviously. You know, for the pervy boys. You know, like, when you beat the game, you unlock some other outfits. I'm like, you can't take any more clothes off of her. Seriously, you just can't.
And there's a good ending and a bad ending.
There's a light and a dark side. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard about that.
I don't know what the difference is yet, because, like, I fought the light. What was that?
That was his chair.
I fought the light guy and the dark guy, because obviously you fight them at the beginning of the game, and, like, they look exactly the same except for one of them's black and one of them's white.
My guess is if you use more dark power, you get the dark ending.
I guess. I don't know.
I heard that the light magic and the dark magic actually influences, like, your direction as a character.
Maybe it does. I'll have to play a little more to get used to figure out what's going on, but I think I will actually play through it, because I do kind of like it.
It's actually on my radar now that you talked about it.
Oh, I think you should at least rent it.
Yeah.
Or if it goes down in price, which it will.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait until it goes down in price.
Yeah, because I actually do kind of like it. And I think if it was like $30 or $40, I'd have been happy. Whereas, you know, Onechimbara or whatever the fuck you want to call it was $40, and it was worth like 4 cents.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If that, right?
Yeah. You can read that review, too. I don't really disagree with that score, by the way, just so you know.
Oh.
It's a pretty shitty game.
That was a harsh
review. What score did it get?
A 1.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. As far as, like, future fondling, I'm looking forward to playing Killzone this Friday. I'm going to play some more X-Blades this week, and then obviously I'm going to tear into a lot more Street Fighter this week. So, which, speaking of...
Well, nice seg.
Of
yes.
the Street Fighter, it's time to sit down and talk about a little bit about this new fangled fighting game from those guys that made that one back in the 90s.
Actually, I kind of want to fuck up the segue for real quick, because something's been kind of on my mind here, and I'm just kind of wondering where the media is. Before we get into the Street Fighter rambling.
Okay, I'm interested. All right,
okay, yeah.
Was it a year ago, give or take, that Jack Thompson went totally ballistic? And, of course, the media went totally ballistic on, you know, the Mass Effect thing. And, of course...
Uh-oh, are we talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, well...
Is this like, involve Wang?
Yeah, it's like... All we hear, you know, people make it such a big stink about the hot coffee mod and stuff about, you know... Everything that was done in Mass Effect and stuff like that. But yet, two games in the last month with Afro Samurai with full realistic-looking titties. I mean, nothing covering up. It's just like, hey, we're just topless vampire zombie chicks. We're going to kill you.
Which on the back of the box says partial nudity.
Yeah.
Did the ESRB play this game?
Yes. And then, of course, the recent released Lost in the Dam. You have at least 30-plus seconds of male junk. And not blurred, not pixelated, nothing, but junk.
I am so, like, this now, makes me not want to play this. I just want to throw that out there.
And that's the thing. It's like,
get over 30 seconds of junk to play.
So I don't want
to
hear how sexist games are anymore because I have not seen a vagina in a video game, but yet the male Wang gets full exposure.
I wonder, I feel like for the guy that had to model that. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there, he's like, I gotta
What are you
draw.
Doing today? I'm modeling this Wang.
I gotta model some dude's junk.
But you know, and I'm not trying to open up any can of worms, but I'm just kind of curious, you know, if, you know, the media people just went to sleep and just don't care because the entertainment business is so profitable right now?
Well, no, most of the problem is that, for once in the last couple of years, the media has something more important to worry about. So, with the economy tanking as bad as it has, I think that takes a lot of the criticism and scrutiny off of the different entertainment media.
Now it's time to release BMX XXX2.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that. That is the reason everybody's talking about the economy.
Yeah, there's no shortage of news stories right now. When there's a shortage of news stories, that's when they start doing the games are killing our kids storylines. Games are ruining our children's childhood and all that.
Even though kids should not be playing Grand Theft Auto begin with.
I don't care that it's in there. It will bother me obviously because I don't want to see I don't want to see that. I don't want to see, you know, in all honesty, I don't want boobies in my games either because I think it's just there for the sake of being there.
Right.
And it's retarded.
In most games it is. Right?
I don't want to see boobies. I don't want to see Wang. I don't need to see people. I don't need to see polygons having sex. Okay? Seriously, it does nothing for me. Seriously, just stop it. It's not a game.
I totally agree.
There's a little DDR mini game. Press X,
now,
pump,
see,
press left.
You're right. That kind of stuff is just tacked in there for the sake of
making the little kids that aren't allowed to play it want to play.
Right. And but see, the contrast to that is the love scene, quote unquote, in Mass Effect was actually very tastefully done, and it fit with the story, and it was
built correctly.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, and it was...
And it had emotional weight.
Right. It was done in a way that was...
kind of like a lot of movies.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't...
It was
like a
romantic movie-style love scene.
I can't blame developers for this, because I can go to a Street Fighter 4 forum right now, and you know what I'm going to find two or three threads about?
Naked Chun-Li.
Cammy's ass.
Yeah.
Seriously. Guaranteed. Yep. Cammy's ass is going to be a conversation piece in two or three of the threads, and that's disappointing to me.
Yeah.
You can't talk about the game. You have to talk about the polygonal ass of a character that looks like she was stung by a bee.
Going back a week to the Lost episode, I had a rant that this seems like a pretty good time to bring it up since you just mentioned the discussion on Street Fighter threads. My rant has less venom now because our awesome forum community actually stepped up and made some threads that made me proud. But last week, as mentioned, I was scouring the internets for Street Fighter info and reading on message boards, and most of the message boards I went to, all the conversation was about, you know, which characters in which tier, how do you correctly use the focus attack, and what character you're going to play with, is Seth a cheap boss or not, you know, just game related stuff that actually had to do with the gameplay. You know, what character are you going to play as, what character is strong against, you know, this character, blah blah blah. And then I come to our site, and on the main page, I see the IGN review for Street Fighter. So I jump in that thread, expecting it to be similar, expecting a lot of our main site members, not the forum members, I'm going to leave them out of this, because like I said, they stepped up and made some really great Street Fighter threads in the forum. But on the main site, I expected similar conversation, and I wanted to see what other people's input was. And nearly the entire freaking thread was about whether the PS3 version or the 360 version was going to be better. And the PS3 version doesn't have any AA, and it drops to 640p when they do the close-ups, and 360 maintains 720p the whole time, and 360 version is going to be better because Xbox Live is more stable, PSN is going to be better because it's free, and their servers are more stable. It's like, just shut the fuck up and play the game. Seriously. Play the game, talk about the game, talk about the gameplay, talk about the characters, talk about that stuff. Don't talk about, you know, which console it's going to be better on. Give me a break. Buy it for the one your friends are buying it for.
Yeah.
That it drives me, and I think it drives me nuts, because Street Fighter is such an old school game that I can't, and I'm such a huge fan of it. I'm biased, I'll admit it. I'm such a huge fan of Street Fighter. I expected it to be different than any other game, but it wasn't. In terms of like reception, I expected, you know, people to come together for this game because it was
come
old school.
Together.
I expected it, you know, it to have an old school mentality to the conversation. And on our site, it did not. It had the same shitty fanboy banter back and forth as every other game that's come out this gen. And it really, really disappointed me.
Because fanboys are essentially noobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole.
But yeah, no, I mean, that really, really disappointed me. Like I said, most of the venom is out of that right now, because there have been even a couple things on the main site pop up that discuss the game the way it should be, and on the forum that discuss the game the way it should be. But when, you know, the only thing on our site was the IGN review, and nobody was talking about the gameplay, everybody was talking about which console it was going to be on, I was just getting so, so frustrated and disappointed. So, but anyways, that ends my little rant.
That was a good rant.
That was much less venomous than last week.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to finally get to sit down and discuss the Street Fighter 4. So, who wants to begin to talk about some Street Fighter 4?
Yeah, Killer Wolverine's sitting this one out because he hasn't played it yet.
Yeah.
So.
Ah, crap.
You start, Gambus.
Okay.
I want to hear your impression first.
Well, it's been a while since I was looking so much forward to a game that the day that it came out, I was actually losing sleep. Because it actually felt like the night before Christmas, back when I was a little kid. I kept thinking about Street Fighter 4. Holy crap, Street Fighter 4 is coming out today.
Someone tells me you need to get laid more often.
And you know something? That's a good point. That's a good point.
You make a solid argument.
Yes.
I can't argue with that logic.
I will not argue that. But it felt like the night before Christmas, when I was like freaking 10 years old and getting Mega Man 3. Because I was like, man, I'm getting Street Fighter 4. I've never even played it. I've never even seen it in person. Because, I mean, you could look at all the pictures, and you can watch all the videos that you want, but it's completely different when you actually have the actual game right in front of you and playing it. And since this game never came out in arcades around this area, I didn't completely know what to expect. So I was, my anticipation was through the roof, more so than probably any game that I've played in years. So anyway, I went and picked it up and got back to home and started playing it and was completely and utterly blown away by the crappy theme song that
Indestructible.
I don't want to talk about this theme song because I hate it.
It is a terrible theme song.
I want to turn it off.
You know what? Yeah. I hated it the first couple times I listened to it. It has grown on me. It has grown on me. It makes me sing it in my head.
That's because he's on his way after the show to go pick up the new Backstreet Boys CD.
Indestructible. Yeah.
This is a terrible song. Okay, I'm going to take you for a ride. It's classic.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
I totally disagree. Take you for a ride was so annoying.
It was annoying.
See,
but
I think that's why I like Indestructible, because it reminds me of like the cheesy-ass poppy theme songs of
that has
Fighters Past.
That you would never think about if you were thinking about Street Fighter.
Right.
I would think that this is a terrible song, and I will continue to think that this is a terrible song, and I don't ever want to hear this song again. I will not even put the soundtrack in my CD player because of that song.
The soundtrack I actually really enjoy.
Yeah, that's not on the soundtrack.
It's not on the soundtrack.
That's the only reason I didn't put it in, because I feared it was.
No, it's not on the soundtrack.
Because if it came on in
my
car, I might
wreck. Much to my chagrin, it's not on the soundtrack.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you go download it off iTunes?
I might.
That's a terrible song.
But I'll say this. After hearing the terrible song, I was like, okay, that's probably the worst part of the whole game.
Except for the fact that the song plays on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It's a terrible song.
But, unfortunately, that's not the worst part of the game.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. You're going to be the first one to
what?
Do it. Yay. Talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, what is the worst part of the game?
This fucking intros, man. And outros. Oh, my God. They've totally, like, anally raped my childhood and made me hate some of the characters that I actually grew up and loved, because their backstories as they portray them in these intros are just awful.
I will say this. As an anime, it is terrible, but as a Street Fighter story, it's average. It's no worse than the endings from Street Fighter 2.
That doesn't make it okay.
Dude, I'll tell you, the Street Fighter game that had the worst endings was EX by far.
Oh,
so I don't even want to talk about the intros and endings to Street Fighter 4 being terrible, because EX was a disgrace
life. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
Skullamania!
That's fine. That's fine. That's all fine and dandy. But why repeat terrible?
No, I agree. I do agree.
Why keep shoving, you know, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, you ain't going to fucking keep eating them.
And top it off, I mean, and I'm not talking about just the fact that, you know, E. Honda comes off and all he wants to do is to, you know, make sure he doesn't disgrace the Sekirato Sumo! Sumo!
Or
the Red Cyclone is going to crush you.
Or the character El Fuerte. El Fuerte. His quest, his never-ending quest for finding the best recipes in the world. Right. And he joins a fighting game tournament.
Here's my thing about the intros and the endings. They're terrible. With the exception of Sagat's ending.
Well, I was actually going to segue into that, saying that not all are bad.
Right.
There are some that are okay, but it seemed to be it's the hard-on characters that only get the good stories.
But here's my thing. Intros are terrible. Outros are terrible. In my opinion, the statements after you beat somebody are very good, because they match who you're fighting, rather than just being the old stock, are you man enough to fight with me, go home and be a family man, all that stuff. They match who you're fighting against. I also really like most of the dialogue before the rival fight.
I guess I haven't come across most of the rival fights that are good, because I thought the ones I've played so far were bad too.
All that stuff is so insignificant in the grand scheme of the awesomeness of the game.
No, there's no doubt
about that. That doesn't even register.
There's no doubt about that.
That's the whole thing, is we're going through And we're attempting to find the bad in this incredibly awesome game.
Exactly.
And so they're, you know, to be fair journalist, I guess, as you want to say, we are nitpicking the crumminess of what Street Fighter does offer. And
you're not allowed
obviously
to nitpick.
The presentation part of Street Fighter 4 is ass.
Nah, not the presentation part. Is
I wouldn't, I wouldn't say
just the intros and the outros.
And
I think
the
actual
song.
the graphics are fantastic.
Yes,
number one. Yeah.
The presentation.
Like,
now, I'm talking about like
graphics.
I think even the menus are blah.
The menus are very basic.
Yeah.
But
they're deep.
Yeah, and I mean the
there's a lot of options.
Basic but deep. That's an interesting.
Yeah.
The pre-fight little like short cutscenes are very well animated in the in-game engine. The winning poses are very well animated in the in-game engine. So to me, that part of the presentation is great. The only part of the presentation that's ass are the anime parts, which are just terrible.
Well, the thing
awful.
Is, I actually like the look of the anime scenes.
Really?
I thought they were terrible. They look like Saturday morning cartoons.
You know, actually, Saturday morning cartoons don't look half as good as that.
I'm coming from
the narrative
stance
sucks,
of not watching anime. So I don't. I mean, to me, it was just I wasn't even paying attention to the art style in the anime scenes.
Yeah.
All I was paying attention to was the fact that the dialogue and everything was terrible.
Oh yeah, but, no doubt about that. I don't disagree with you about the narrative at all. But then again, it's Street Fighter and. I mean, are we supposed to say all of a sudden, oh, Street Fighter has to have a story worthy of literature all of a sudden because now we're in an age of internet nitpicking, you know?
Well, that, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
But Street Fighter does have a good backstory, and don't say, I mean, hell, I got the Street Fighter
comic books
and the Alpha DVDs, and I mean, that's some really well done stuff. And to tell me that I got to sit there
especially
and watch
Street
Blanca
Fighter 2,
come up and go,
movie.
People look at me funny, but the only reason I hang out is because of my mama.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. It makes an embarrassment to some of the most beloved freaking video game characters of the last 20 years.
It's kind
of
like Raul Julia.
I do agree that the anime is terrible, but to me, that's the only terrible thing in the game. So, but I do agree with you that the anime is terrible.
And then, you know, you got to point these things out, and I know that Gambus is all upset that, like, you're downplaying Street Fighter. You're not downplaying Street Fighter, you're just disappointed of your beloved franchise being mocked by terrible things like this. When everything else is so good, these things stand out.
It's like Mortal Kombat.
It does.
That second movie.
Oh, Mortal Kombat 2 was
Annihilation.
Yeah.
That movie was awful.
But yeah, no, the anime cutscenes are terrible. But
the gameplay is phenomenal.
Is top notch. The one thing that I went into it with was I wanted it to play really, really good. And the nice thing is they really, really found almost the perfect balance between being able to play it if you don't know how to play it. And being able to play it if you're really, really good.
Very few games can do that.
Even if you suck, you can play Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
And it's got enough depth that if you're a hardened tournament player, you're going to find a lot of tricks in there.
Mm.
You disagree with me?
I do disagree. For the fact that I know a lot of people who've never played Street Fighter who are trying to play this now and are yelling at me because they feel the game is cheap and they're playing on very easy.
You can't just
you know, sleepwalk your way through Street Fighter.
Well, no,
because
but that's why they've got
you got to be able to pull off combos.
That's why they've got the training mode and the challenge mode, though. It teaches you how to do all that.
Right.
So if you're new to the series, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't check out the training mode first.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't play Madden. If I decided tomorrow that I was going to pick up Madden and I saw an option on the main menu that said training, you better believe that's the first place I'd go.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
But
here.
You play a lot more games.
It's true.
The casual gamer who goes into this and they just want to play. And jumping into single player, I can see that because unless you put it on easy-ist, not easy or normal, you will die. if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
on easiest, you can walk through it. It's not hard. You will lose a couple rounds, but you will make it through the game. And, you know, the people that are going to jump in there and just play it casually, I'm going to fuck with the tutorials.
But and you're both absolutely correct on that. But there are going to be very few people who play this game that have never played a fighting game before. And that's the type of person you're describing. If they've, if they've had any experience with a fighter before, they're going to know the basics of what they need to do.
Well, sometimes some of the fighting fans are people who the last fighting game they played was Street Fighter II.
Right.
And they might have actually been so much out of the scene of video games in general that they forgot what a fireball motion is.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Because maybe back in that day, maybe they were even casual back then. Like they just had a passing knowledge of throwing fireballs.
Right.
With all that being said, though, I totally agree that the game is very true to fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of, you know, I mean, actually the guy I use the most is E-Honda.
Right.
Which is usually the guy nobody plays with, but that's
right.
All right.
That's good, though, because if you get good with him, nobody knows what to expect.
It plays so similar to Street Fighter II Turbo that it's made me very happy that it was easy to pick up and play, but yeah, I had some things to learn because of the focus and the ultra combos and stuff that weren't available to me before, so.
Right.
Just being able to actually kind of own the computer there for a little bit to, that way I can get my practice on how to do the harder stuff.
Well, awesome, yeah, because there's nothing worse than jumping into a game and getting instantly owned by the computer to discourage you from playing the game again.
Now, granted, the game is nowhere near as difficult as the HD version of Street Fighter II Turbo.
Holy shit, that game's hard.
Yeah. But, the thing about it is there's a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot of, there's a decent amount of leeway that the game gives you in terms of pulling off special moves and combos. Some of the harder combos, you got to be spot on. But to chain together moves and to throw your special moves out there, it does give you a decent amount of leeway, whereas the old games didn't really do that.
Yeah, so. I heard that they on average give you an extra frame or two beyond what they did.
Right.
And they did that on purpose, you know, to make the game more accessible to non-experts.
Yeah.
And that's fine and dandy outside of, you can talk about a thing that are frustrating. It's called the final boss.
Yeah.
As with most fighting games.
Yeah, I was just about ready to say, I love the fact when you were talking about jumping in and being able to like beat up on the computer, the game does a great job of building, even on normal difficulty, of building from easier the first person you fight towards harder when you get to your rival. Then it gets to Seth and says, fuck you. So, I mean, that to me is everything
between.
Actually,
the thing is, I don't even think it's Seth says fuck you. I think it's Seth round two says fuck you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Seth round one
is easy.
Not so much.
Shit.
He's like kind of like Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat because he uses a bunch of different people's abilities. Round two, when he does that fucking kick in the midair thing when he's not kicking you and sucks you into the fucking black hole and throws you against the screen and just a lot of stuff that his timing on round two is so hard to get down.
Right. And
that's because he's perfect.
Right.
Like he doesn't have to think about what he's doing. He just does it.
He doesn't have to charge Sonic. It's the same flaw that every single fighting game boss for the last 20 years has had. They don't have to charge special moves.
Nope.
They have procedural AI that tells them, hey, if they jump in on you, automatically throw an uppercut. They have different cues. If they're this far away from you, automatically throw a sonic boom. So you have to – it sucks, but you really have to be a cheap bastard. You either have to be really, really good to beat Seth easily, or you have to be really, really cheap.
Yeah.
It's all about, like I was telling you before the show – once I learned that in order to beat him, I just needed to block and punish. Like that, if you go into it trying to say, well, you know, I'm gonna play him like I play everybody else and I'm gonna attack first and I'm gonna throw this here and I'm gonna throw this here, you're gonna get killed. It forces you to be a turtler, which, you know, is not the most fun way to play. But it forces you into block, 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 wait till he throws a kick and miss, and then uppercut. Block, 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 wait till he throws this and misses, and then hit him with this. It really forces you to block and punish, which once you figure that out, he becomes a lot easier, but he's still really cheap.
And that's not very fun.
Right.
To me, anyway. I don't like to just kind of sit there and not do anything. That kind of takes the purpose away from learning how to play Street Fighter.
And I think the problem is it would be different if he was difficult. Like if he actually, operated under the same rules as the rest of the characters and was just really tough, I'm cool with that. But he is very, the thing that's broken about him to me is that you can't play against him like you would a top tier version of any of the other characters. He's completely separate. I understand why they do that, because they want to make him feel epically difficult because he's the final boss.
Give him an ominous,
right?
Almost like a godlike feel,
right? But it really makes him a drag to play against.
Yeah.
So it's not when I play against either a top level human player, or not a top level maybe, but a really good human player, or top level AI of one of the other characters. I never feel like it's cheap. I always feel like if I play the way I know I should play, I can beat them easily. Against Seth, it's like if I play the way I know I should play, there's still a chance I won't beat him because he's going to throw stuff out on me that my character wouldn't even have the chance to do. So I do agree that he's sort of a little cheap for his own good. I don't think he's completely broken. But I do think that some of his stuff is a little too cheap for its own good. I fall somewhere in the middle between the people who say, oh, Seth's the super easiest boss ever, you guys are all noobs, and the people who say, Seth is completely broken, he's impossible, they need to take him out of the game. I'm sort of somewhere in the middle.
I just believe the strategy to beating him is not Street Fighter. It's unless you're top level player,
right?
Unless you can read frames and do all that stuff and you're like the master. Otherwise, you're going to turtle and beat him, or you're going to get your ass whipped.
Right.
Also, I have a major issue with the new characters, minus maybe Viper. There wasn't much thought put into any of these characters. I mean, we'll start off with Seth. Seth's a great example. He's your typical.
I have everybody's moves.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's basically the. Was it the liquid Terminator version from Virtual Fighter?
Yeah.
Or the I can do anything you can do person from Soul Calibur.
Right.
Or Shang Tsung. Or I mean, it's just like
this is why I really wish the game would have went. Even though I know he's a hugely popular character as a regular playable character, I really wish the game would have went with the structure of Bison is the final boss for everybody except himself. And then when he is playing, either make it Ryu or one of the other main characters be his final boss.
Or Akuma.
Seth seems like he was created, he was created strictly for the purpose of creating a very difficult final boss. Yeah. That was the whole point.
Well, and that Seth to me would have been a great, like, sub-boss. He's like the Destro to Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
I mean, and for him to be the final boss was just kind of a letdown, because, like, you're just another prototypical final boss.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is that most of the characters don't really have a connection to him.
Right, and there's, like really no major backstory to him either. It's like, you walk in, there's, like, people fucking around on the computer, and it's like, look at me.
And then... But the thing that
I have a yin yang in my stomach. Blah.
The thing that makes it even worse is right before you fight him, you fight against your rival, who they do have a storyline connection. So you go from a potentially, depending on which character you're playing as, I'll use Sagat as an example because he's my favorite character going way back to Championship Edition. His rival fight is against Ryu, obviously. It's set up very well. The animation before the fight is not the anime animation, obviously, but like the in-game animation is very well done. Their dialogue is very well done. And you beat him, and then you fight Seth, and it goes from that, you know, sort of really cool moment between those two characters to you fighting this faceless dude with a yin-yang in his stomach just because he's the last
boss.
And
it's the same cookie-cutter cutscene for every person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I was disappointed with that, too. Yeah.
And so, then, then you got the crazy Mexican chef.
El Fuerte.
Which is, as a fighting character himself, is a cool character.
Yeah.
His story
is
ridiculous.
I love the way his character plays. His character plays, to me, sort of like Guy from the Alpha series, because he's very fast, and he can dash around the screen and chain moves together very quickly. So I love the way his character plays.
And Rufus is basically, you know, freaking Vader from WWE.
Rufus is another character who I like the way he plays, but I can't stand the character itself.
Like Viper.
That's why I started Viper off. Well. I said when I said new character, I said except for Viper, because actually Viper.
And actually, I like Abel too.
And she actually, and Abel.
I beat it with Abel, and he's a very tricky character to master.
Oh yeah,
but those are two characters that actually kind of fit into the Street Fighter universe kind of
right.
thing. These other ones that just feel like they're like thrown in.
Right.
Kind of like when you got, you know, like the muscle characters. Like back in the day, you had those little muscle characters.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of them were really cool, but then you'd have just the people who are thrown together. Or like a Mega Man boss nowadays.
Right.
Like, ah, man.
Right.
Man.
Well, I guess my big question is, as far as their character choices, why the fuck did you pick Rose? She's the most useless character.
The reason they picked Rose, they did a poll, and they separated hardcore Street Fighter tournament players, or hardcore Street Fighter like fans, and casual Street Fighter fans into two polls, and they said, which character do you want us to include? And Rose and Jin, however you pronounce his name, won the hardcore, and Cammy and
Fei Long
won the casual. So those were the four characters that they decided to put in there. I personally have never been a fan of Rose.
She's a terrible character.
So I was hoping that they would go with somebody else. But
I like Fei Long.
I like Fei Long in the game too. He plays very well. He plays.
You know, I like Gen. So. But he plays like E Honda. So.
Who does?
Gen.
Oh, see, I haven't played as him yet. I haven't unlocked him yet. So, that's what my focus has been on playing
like
other people.
He has a lot of E Honda tendencies.
He's got the
minus
the 100 hand slap.
Yeah, and he also has the charge abilities too. So.
But
I must have missed something because
you're in the wrong fighting style. Probably you're in the wrong fighting style.
I guess
could be it.
He only
has
two.
I haven't played as him yet. So, but as far since we only touched on the most important part, the actual way the game plays. I think it plays. It's one of the best playing 2D fighters that I've played in a long time. And you're going to get the people who are going to say, you know, it doesn't hold up to Guilty Gear and games like that. Those games are incredibly involved. And to me, games like Guilty Gear stand apart from a game like Street Fighter. Street Fighter 4 plays better than probably, this is just my opinion, but probably any fighter I've played in the last 10 years.
It plays very well. There's no doubt about that.
I have to agree.
I love the focus system, especially if you use it right. I see people online that just, and it still boggles my mind as to the thought process, but they just like, the match starts, and they just sit there for a second, and then they hold down their focus buttons and just sit there. Like, I'm just going to walk over to them when they're in a focus charge. Like, I'm just going to walk over to them and wait for them to hit me. But if you use it correctly and you hit the focus attack and block, it'll deflect an attack, and then you get an instant counterattack that sets you up for another combo or special move. So in the right hands, the focus system is awesome. I do think the super combo meter charges too slowly.
Yeah, you don't get it very often.
Yeah, most of the time it resets after a round too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the only thing that makes me think it, if it was more powerful than the Ultra Combo, I would think it charged fine. But it's not.
Actually, some of the Ultra Combos
are
more powerful than the Super Combos.
Right. So to me, I don't worry about getting my meter to super, because to me as a player, it's more beneficial to use EX moves throughout the match, which takes away from your super bar. So the EX moves are more important to me than the actual super combo is, because I know if I get hit enough times, I'm going to have an ultra combo in there somewhere anyway.
That's the way they balance it, too, is ultra combo comes from you getting beat.
Right.
The more you get hit, the more it builds up. But if you land moves, your other bar builds up.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I understand why it's in there, because they don't want to punish players who are good enough to not get hit very often.
Yeah.
But those players who are good enough to not get hit very often are probably going to be using EX moves a lot. So they're probably not going to get a full super combo meter anyway very often. So, I don't know. That's the only sort of gameplay qualm I have.
Yeah, I don't have anything outside of that. I really don't, because the game plays phenomenally no matter which character you're playing as. Other than the cheap AI for the computer, which they, as always...
Really, to me, only pops up on Seth. I don't have cheap AI from anybody else.
It's not necessarily cheap, but I just hate characters that just do the same thing over and over again. That's why I don't like playing against Abel and Zangief. Because all the computer does is throw. It does nothing else. You know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Right.
There's no strategy involved in that. You either counter the throw or you sweep them.
Yeah, or you know. I mean, the characters like that force you to space. I mean, that's the only... They either force you to space or be quicker on the throw, depending on who you're playing as.
Yeah, and sometimes they can... Their timing on their throws is impeccable.
Right.
Like, they'll throw you as soon as you get in that animation of getting up. You're like, bam, you're thrown.
The one thing I found about Abel in particular is that his AI is... it is really quick at throwing you when you jump in or when you're just, like, standing there.
Yeah.
But once he gets you down... His AI almost always walks right back over to you. So if you lay there for a second and then come up with either a dragon punch if you're Ryu or some form of that, you can hit him almost every time and knock him back enough to where you can back off and space him with fireballs or whatever you want to space him with.
What do you guys think of the backgrounds?
Oh, the backgrounds are awesome.
The volcano one was really cool.
Yeah, the volcano is sweet. I actually really like the diner where you see the cars bouncing in the background.
Well, I love all the stuff that it does in the background. Like, if you pay attention in one of the backgrounds, a guy falls off a ledge while the fight's going on.
Yeah, I love...
Or how,
and Balrog is waving out of the airplane.
Yeah.
I love the two in the cruise ship level, where sometimes the guy in the front row falls over the balcony and actually onto the fighting surface after the match is over.
Or the kids that cheer you under the freeway bridge.
Yeah. That's the other thing. The game looks phenomenal.
It does
look
good.
It is gorgeous.
There are some blurry textures up close on the backgrounds.
Yeah, but, I mean, to be honest, I don't really notice it because I'm too into the actual
When do they go into their, like...
Ultra.
When they do the move and, like, it zooms in on the background, you'll see some blur there, but
I'm still not a fan of Chun-Li's face in that game.
I'm not a fan of Chun-Li's giant man hands in that game.
Yeah.
The only two character models the only two character models I have any problem with in the game, because most of the rest of them, I love Zangief's character model.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Sagat's perfect.
Blanka even looks good. His eyes all bulging up.
I don't like Blanka's character model because I think he looks too skinny. I like his face, but I just think his body looks too skinny.
Dawson's actually very good in this game.
Yeah,
too.
I think his character model is really good. The only other one,
I think he plays really good, but he also, I mean, the thing is, he's got that. You know, Blanca's got the, if you hit me, it's going to take a lot more hits to knock my damage meter down. Versus with Dawson, couple hits on him and he'll, because he's basically skin and bones.
Right.
He's so fucking slow.
Well. He's another character that's all about spacing.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to play as him, it's all about keeping the other guy as far away from as you as possible
The charge moves, I don't know if you want to use the word forgiving or whatever, but they seem to be a lot more reactive. You know,
well, the nice thing, too, is you can partition your charges so you can be charging and punching at the same time and then let it go.
Yeah, so, I noticed that, too.
Because I was never really good with, like, Guile, for instance.
Right.
Or Chun-Li with their spinning bird kick and shit, but I could pull those moves off like really easy now, which I couldn't
spinning
if
bird
I
kick.
Tried to play the HD version.
Well, what kills me about those moves is people know when you're going to do them.
Yeah.
Right. Because you got to kneel down to charge it up, and you're like, oh, I know what you're doing. Or when you're playing against somebody who's Bison and all they're doing is backing up.
Right.
Just backing up.
My favorite is watching the people online, and I'm not saying that this doesn't happen to me sometimes too, because it does. I'm by no means a top level player or even a really good player. I know enough to pull off special moves when I want to. But it cracks me up watching people online when they can't get a special move to go off.
They just keep trying it.
You can always tell when you're playing somebody who's either Ryu or Ken, when they start like moving forward and then ducking down, moving forward and then ducking down, moving forward and ducking down, that they're either trying to throw a fireball or do a dragon punch. And they're just like,
and they keep doing it. Like,
right.
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're trying to do.
Then when they pull it off, they miss. You're like, oh, right. Snap.
And you're like, yep, now you're punished. But, no, I've got, I mean, like I said, besides Blanca being too skinny, the only other character model complaint I have is that Chun-Li's hands are way too big. They're like 6 feet long.
Give them big old bear claws.
So, but other than that.
She'd be a great cornerback.
And I love the whole, one of my favorite things is when you start your ultra and it zooms to the other player and they always have that like surprise look on their face.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah. Like they know what's coming. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love the animations on their faces. Those are awesome.
And I haven't noticed it with anybody else, but, just cause I really haven't paid attention, but in their rival fight, when you're Sagat, and you're fighting Ryu, he doesn't say, when you start his ultra, he doesn't say Tiger Destruction. He just yells Ryu really loud. So I don't know if it's like that for everybody. When they're fighting their rival, they say something different. But I know for him, at least, he
fight a rival, it does do specific.
I know they trash talk too. Yeah, during the fight, which is really cool.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah. That's a great addition.
Yeah. The music in the game, besides the crappy intro music, I actually really like the overall soundtrack.
Yeah, I agree. Especially in the rival fights, because it's remixed versions of the old.
Remixed versions. Yeah. They even had music that went all the way back to the very first Alpha game. I mean, nobody really... When people play Alpha, they're either playing two or three.
Right.
Nobody plays one.
Right.
But I remember listening to the music of the first Alpha, and I was like, holy crap, they went all the way back and grabbed an obscure musical tune from a game that hardly anybody plays anymore. So I thought that was cool. You know, they throw in a lot of nods to the whole history of the music of Street Fighter.
The only complaints about music that I have are that I wish the... remixed. I wish there was an option to use either the remixed Street Fighter II music or the original soundtrack. Because there are times when I would like to hear the remixed music more than what they're playing. But I understand why they didn't do that, because they want to make it special for the rival fights. But I thought that would have been a really cool addition.
Yeah. I would say that in terms of original music in Street Fighter IV, my favorite original music is probably the airstrip music where you see the airplane in the background.
Yeah. That's good music.
I really like that music. I picked that stage a lot just to hear that music.
I was also kind of the only other thing I was kind of disappointed in terms of stages was I was really hoping that they would have the grassy meadow from Alpha 2.
Yes. Where it's Ryu and Saga.
Right. I really wish that stage would have made it in, because that was an awesome stage.
Heck,
hopefully,
yeah.
If we get DLC stages, that one will be in there.
That would be sweet.
Now that we've discussed a lot of Street Fighter.
A lot of Street Fighter.
Yes.
We're going to finish off the show with our very belated Game of the Year awards.
It should be mentioned,
indeed.
Since we're so deep into this year, it should be mentioned that these are Game of Last Year awards.
These are the games of 2008.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with, and the way these were tallied is we came up with a list of different categories, different games, and then the list was passed around to every member of ZTGameDomain.com and voted.
Every staffer.
And it ended up that we only had one category that was a little deciding factor that we had to re-vote on, but everything else was pretty much straight out of the gate. So the first award that we picked was the Best Co-op Experience. And the winner of that one ended up being Left 4 Dead. And for very obvious reasons, that it was built as a co-op game. It is best played with four players. It is an incredible experience. It's very seamless. It enforces teamwork, and it makes you actually play with the other people instead of just running off and doing your own thing.
Yeah.
So that was definitely I believe the other choices were like Little Big Planet, Resistance 2.
Yeah, I was about to say it wasn't a unanimous award.
No, it was not a unanimous. Resistance 2, it was not unanimous, but it was very decisive that it was right. Left 4 Dead. So. Right.
I think Army of Two would be the second best.
Army 2 was a really good co-op experience, as far as like it being cooperative, because it forced you to work with the other person. So, whereas games like Saints Row or stuff like that was just you guys running around doing whatever the hell you wanted, you know, kind of thing. So, co-op's always good, but when it's done well, it changes the game.
Right.
Like Little Big Planet changed it, Resistance changed it, Army of 2 changed it, and obviously Left 4 Dead was our choice, so it definitely changed it. The next category was Best Rhythm Game, and this one was entirely unanimous. There wasn't even a vote for anything else, which is awesome. But it was Rock Band 2, obviously.
Oh, it wasn't Rock Revolution?
No, that wasn't even on the list.
It was on the list for a different category.
It was on the list for a different category.
Wasn't Ultimate Band?
It wasn't Ultimate Band, no. Even, no.
Wasn't Wii Music?
No. And surprisingly, nobody voted Guitar Hero. I figured you'd at least get one. But it was all straight Rock Band, so... Fair enough. Everybody chose Rock Band. That was unanimous. Best downloadable game. This one was hard. This was four different games were chosen at the beginning. Pixel Junk Eden was one. Braid was one. Wipeout HD was one. And Mega Man 9 was one. And I had to make the final vote. And unfortunately, I had to go with Mega Man 9. Obviously, because that was just an incredible game to me. I loved it. Every bit of it. It was such a nostalgia bringing back. So about everybody was split on that one.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, we had, six people voting and four different games that people voted for.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So that one was a tight one that came down to one vote. Best open world game was split when the votes were in. There were two games that filed down to the end, GTA 4 and Saints Row 2. GTA 4 edged it out with one vote. So Grand Theft Auto 4 was our pick for the best open world game. And, you know, I can't argue with that. It was really good. Not my pick, obviously, but it was a really good game, and it did deserve to win that since so many people really enjoyed that game as much. So, best racing game. This was an interesting category. I guess I didn't realize that this was going to win, but Mario Kart Wii, probably the only Wii game on the list.
It was my favorite racing game last year.
It was my vote. I know we had a MotorStorm in there. We might have had two MotorStorms in there, actually.
And nobody voted Burnout Paradise.
Nobody voted Burnout Paradise.
Even though
Tell me how you really feel.
I do feel that Burnout Paradise is really good.
Burnout Paradise is a very good game.
But it's not Burnout.
Though this is true. It isn't Burnout, really.
Yeah. Some would argue it's beyond Burnout.
For Speed Undercover?
No.
And not to mention, this is probably a pretty good time to remind everybody that any award we ever give out is based on how much fun we have with the game, not necessarily whether it's technically the greatest.
Yeah, that's true.
So
ours is all based on fun, which the next game, next category, best survival horror game.
It would have won
Clean sweep, wasn't even a question, was Dead Space.
Yeah.
That won hands down against everything else that was in the category, and obviously it didn't have stiff competition. You know, it had Silent Hill. I know I threw Left 4 Dead on there. That can be debated at another time, whether or not it's survival horror or not. But Dead Space, obviously. You making faces back
there? No, I did.
He voted Left 4 Dead. He was the only one. The rest of them was...
I didn't play enough Dead Space to...
Because you suck.
You suck.
Best licensed game. Surprisingly, this was pretty... It was pretty set forth at the beginning. It was Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah.
I believe there was only one or two votes outside of that game.
I disagree. Should have been the Doritos game.
Yeah, whatever. I'll license Doritos to your ass.
That's 2009's best license.
Best RPG, that got a lot of the same vote as well. Fallout 3 pulled a lot of those votes. One of them was not mine, just so you know.
What was your vote for RPG of the year?
What was on the list?
Fable 2.
Infinite Discovery.
No, it wasn't on there. I think Lost Odyssey. Lost Odyssey was on there. Fable 2.
Persona 4.
Fallout. Persona 4.
I think that was it.
If I had to pick from those, I probably would have picked Fable. So, because I don't... I don't like Japanese RPGs that much. I was not a fan of Fallout. So.
I picked Persona 4.
I think Fallout 3 had 3 votes.
Yeah, so. I voted for Fallout.
I voted for Fallout.
Best action game. This one was pretty straight across the board as well. Was Ninja Gaiden 2. Won that out. I think Devil May Cry was on there. I'm trying to think what else was on there. There wasn't a lot of straight action games
yeah.
in 2008, so...
Yeah, it's starting to get real tough to give out genre-specific awards.
It's almost impossible anymore.
Because it's like every game is like a mixture of a bunch of right. sub-genres.
Best fighting game, Soul Calibur 4, wiped the floor straight across. Which surprised me because nobody...
Wasn't my vote.
What was yours?
I voted for MK versus DC.
Oh, that's right, you did. But I was so surprised not to see a Street Fighter Turbo HD in there, because that was on the list. Nobody voted for it, but Soul Calibur took majority, like, hands down. Yours was the only one that was MK versus DC, which I totally could not pick that over Soul Calibur.
I enjoyed it a lot more than Soul Calibur.
I enjoyed MK versus DC, but I really... Soul Calibur is like...
Soul Calibur still, in my opinion, is still the best next generation fighting game, even over the game we're playing right now.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I am in complete and utter disagreement with
yes.
you on that.
Yes, I really
but you,
like
hey,
same
hair. We are
same
allowed hair. To have a difference of opinion.
Best shooter. We actually had to solve this one right before the show started.
This came to blows almost.
Yeah, it was a tie across the board. The only outside one was Left 4 Dead, but the two that it came down to was Resistance 2 and Call of Duty World at War. It was a hard decision because both games offer a lot of new things, but in the end, Call of Duty edged out. World at War edged out just by one vote. So, Call of Duty.
Gotta give props to the underlings who made Call of Duty this year, because that was one everybody wrote off.
Well, you figure it's not Infinity Ward,
right?
And it's World War II.
Right.
They fought two very hard prejudices and came out with a game that is so damn good. That people stand up and
if I remember
it.
Correctly, when we were doing our before I did my conference and I was talking about what I thought the sleeper hit of the year would have been, I was saying Call of Duty. I came back was totally floored after trying it at the show.
It was
like,
just an amazing game.
Yeah. So, props to who did it?
Treyarch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So amazing job by them.
Yeah. Props to them. So.
Best sports game. This one, nobody really. There's just a lot of different votes floating around.
Yeah.
MLB The Show won it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what do you do with sports games? They are what they are. I mean.
You know what? Here's a shocker for you. And since I'm not really part of the N4G podcast. Or I guess the ZT
you're part
game
of the
domain.
podcast, now.
But not the ZT game domain. So my vote didn't count. But I wouldn't have given the show best sports game. Believe it or not,
what would you have given?
NHL 09.
Really?
The innovative thing they did with the whole
be a pro
mode was phenomenal. And unfortunately, they've tried to mimic it in live and FIFA, but it's not worked nearly as well as it has in NHL. NHL was a very complete game this year. A damn near perfect game. So,
and a category you wouldn't think there would be a lot of choices in, but there actually was best strategy game.
Now, we included real-time and turn-based.
We had both, so there was about 4 or 5 choices, and Valkyria Chronicles swept that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was no problem
Phenomenal
with that
game.
Game of the Year was an interesting one. That went down to the last
Maybe we
vote.
Should do Worst Game of the Year first.
You want to do Worst Game of the Year first?
Yeah. Save Game of the Year for last.
Worst Game of the Year was awesome because everybody voted a different game.
Yep.
And then I had to make the decision of which one to pick on my vote, which ended up being Golden Axe, Beast Rider. Yes.
I believe I voted for Rock Revolution.
And I believe you voted for Sonic. I believe somebody else voted for... I don't even remember.
I would probably agree with Rock Revolution.
It was pretty
bad. That was very broken.
Which, you know, I have to bring this up because...
And pointless.
This really bothered me. Rock Revolution, you remember everybody talked about how Game Informer gave it like a 7.5, said you're missing what you're doing? Go back an issue or two before that, they reviewed the other version and said it was terrible. Now, if it would have been two different people, I'd have been okay with this. It was the same guy. He said it was terrible in one issue on one system and underappreciated in another issue.
Dollar bills, y'all.
So go back and check that out. Yeah, because I found that interesting. Because I was like,
what's he doing? Afraid that he's going to offend Konami and they wouldn't send him the two games they make a year?
Speaking of Konami.
Oh, you just gave it away.
Game of the year came down to two games. Metal Gear Solid 4 and Fallout 3.
Not Castlevania Judgment?
No. Between those two games, it encompassed the whole crew. Those two games were the only two that were picked between everybody. At first, Fallout took a small lead with two votes. Then Metal Gear Solid got two votes, and the last vote was left to me.
What do you think won?
Fallout 3. No, I'm just kidding. Metal Gear Solid 4 was picked as the best game of 2008.
So how do you feel about that?
I still give it to Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet was on there and nobody voted for it.
Yeah, I voted for Fallout.
He voted for Metal Gear.
Which should be no surprise.
He voted for Metal Gear, I voted for Metal Gear, and Kat voted for Metal Gear.
My reasoning for Little Big Planet over both of those is the fact that it was something brand new and never seen by anybody, ever. Versus Fallout was Oblivion with guns and Metal Gear was Metal Gear, so I mean...
But just because something's different doesn't make it better. Even if it's
good. No, but it was phenomenal and different. So that's why I would give it the edge. All three games deserve their props, but I would give it just to Little Big Planet just for the fact that it was, you know, okay, all three games are, you know, gut-wrenching tie. Which one should we give it to? I don't know. Let's give it to the little guy who really...
I don't really think Little Big Planet can be called the little guy anymore.
Basically, up till the summertime, that game had no radar. Nobody gave a shit. All of a sudden, when people started seeing more and more, then the interest started. I mean, there was a long time before Little Big Planet started catching wind. And then when it did, it really took off. But, hell, back at the E3 when it was first announced, nobody cared. I was excited.
Right.
But nobody cared. You didn't hear anything about it until about 3 months prior to Little Big Planet's release. Then it started to explode.
Well, it was in my top three games of 2008, so.
Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody who didn't even create a level yet.
It was number.
Imagine if I could actually get my creative juices flowing.
Number two on my list. I think three. I can't remember.
It was number three on my list.
But three was Dead Space on my list.
But any of those three games deserved to win, in my opinion.
There's no doubt about that.
It's not one of those situations where I'm tore up about the fact that Metal Gear Solid 4 won the game of the year, even though I picked a different game because. It definitely deserves it, just like Fallout would have deserved it, just like Little Big Planet would have deserved it.
So I'm surprised that there was no offsetting votes on that one.
Yeah, that is a little
weird.
Just
between two games, there was no question whatsoever. I think GTA was on there, Little Big Planet was on there, Metal Gear Solid was on there, Fallout was on there.
Fable was on there, I think, too.
Was it really?
I think so. I don't remember.
I don't even know why I put that on there, because I know nobody would vote for that over everything else. Of course, I left it open. For if anybody wanted to add stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but that's it. That was our picks. Now with the new site done, we can actually get back to focusing on content. We're going to be bringing back the top eight. And not only will we be putting them on the website, we will also be doing them on the show.
Nice.
We will be doing some different stuff for the show over the next few months. And there are inklings that we may get to make a listener wish come true sometime in the future.
Really?
So that's all I'll say.
I was talking to your wife about that, actually.
So, yeah, we will see how that pans out. We hope you join us for another 100 episodes. It's been a great ride.
Seriously.
Yes.
For 3 years, we've been doing the show, almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And we, of course, have to apologize again. This episode isn't quite as epic as last week's episode.
But it's better.
But it's much better.
It's much better than last week's episode.
Yeah, it's not as crude as offensive and...
And just wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, thank you to everybody that listens to the show, because honestly, the thing at the beginning wasn't just a joke. We really do get a lot of input from you guys on the show. So
yeah.
We never would have, it sounds cheesy and cliche, but we seriously never would have made it 100 episodes without the folks that listen. So please keep listening and keep letting us know what you want to see, what you don't want to see. Keep leaving us feedback in the forums and on iTunes. Definitely. Where we got our first negative review.
Which was awesome, by the way. I totally did not hate that.
Yeah.
We got a negative review. That was great. I love to hear negative and positive.
Yeah.
So, but jump on, you know, the forum. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
Tell us what we should and shouldn't do.
Right. Give us guidance. You are our rudder in the storm of internet podcasting.
Live. Yes. But that wraps up 100 episodes. So here's to 100 more. So, Mr. Khan, if you could give me a 100-episode bagok.
All righty. I think I can muster that up. Let me see here.
Baby.